Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it. Okay.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty. But tonight, we dine in hell!
Wow. Good morning, everybody. I made it. It's Friday. Happy Friday to everyone. It is 4:15. That's the date. April 15th. Can't believe summer's almost here. Just two more months. 2022. A lot of things are happening right now. Thank you for supporting the show. I've been watching the ratings. And again, we are streaming live on YouTube. Oh, I'm sorry, not YouTube. Stitchin'. Start over. We're streaming live on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. There's another one. We're all over the place, and we're still being approved from iHeartRadio, so pretty soon you'll be able to hear me in your home while you're taking a shower or going to bed. I'm also working on some podcasts. I mean, it's very interesting. I've been working on it. This is Deep Dark Hollywood, True Stories, about what happened to these actors behind the scene, during the scene, tragedy, murder. It's a podcast with sound effects, music, dark music, and great story. So if you're one of these people that don't want to watch TV and you just want to lay down and listen to a great story, some of them seem horror story, tune into my podcast. It'll be coming soon. Let me know. I'll put you on the schedule, and I'll make sure to send it to you when it's completed. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and thanks again for the good ratings, and thanks again for the good support. I appreciate it. My friends are coming in the studio again. I thought I lost them. It's been a while since I've been on the air, but it's great to hear them, and thank you for coming in. Great show yesterday. Let me get it right. There's two things that's going on. Elections have consequences. It does. You don't vote, then you need to shut the hell up. Kentucky yesterday, because of you guys not voting in Kentucky, they basically reverse Roe Wade. I'm going to pull it up. I usually have it stuff, but it's Friday. I'm a little relaxed, too. It's the first state that went full-blown anti-abortion. And I'm trying to pull it up right now. And it's because you guys don't vote. If you don't vote, you can't complain. That's it. That's just it. That's it. See, the you know what's really strange in Kentucky is because you got a Democrat governor there. So he tried to stop this, but he couldn't do it by himself. And they were real, and I guess they over legislators over legislation overrode him. So now Kentucky is the first state, no nonsense, no abortion, whatever. They got to vote. And you can't sit there going, Roe versus Wade, look what they're doing. No, they didn't do anything. It's because you didn't do anything is the reason why in Kentucky now you cannot have an abortion. Yeah. I remember one time, and you guys hate my stories, but I have to tell it because I live it. There was some small election going on. I don't know what it was, midterms, whatever. And I was outside, you know, cutting my lawn or whatever, doing nothing. And I saw this black gentleman across the street. He didn't have, his clothes were not the best in the world. He had to step up to being like a homeless person. And I looked at him, I waved at him, he waved at me. And then he yelled from across the street with his raspy voice, like not like mine, but it was raspier. You know, you can tell that maybe he was homeless, maybe he had some dirt in his throat. Who knows, because it kind of coughed up dust. And then he yelled at me, and he said, are you going to go vote? I wasn't interested in voting. See, it wasn't, you know, Congress, little local laws and whatever it was. I mean, I got things to do. He goes, what are you doing? I got to mow this lawn, cut some hedges, you know, things, got things to do. Don't get all nosy. Just because I waved at you, don't think I know you, you know, that kind of thing. And he stopped right in his tracks. And he said to me, now he started to come across the street. I'm going, oh, shit. You know, here we go. Now I have to spend 10 minutes talking to this guy. I don't even know him. But it was important enough for him to cross the street, and he crosses the street, and he looks at me and he says, there was a time where we couldn't vote. There was a time that if we did try to vote, they would hang us and kill us. And do you know how many black people or how many African Americans have died just for you to have a chance to even vote? And he walked away. He wasn't angry. He wasn't loud. It was almost, if you listen closely in between the dirt that rattles from his throat and maybe the flies that are buzzing around, if you listen closely, you can almost hear this guy's heart breaking. And I'm looking right in his eyes. And he was so disappointed. Put down my shit and went to vote. Reason I said that, here it goes, and these are people so happy. Here it is, Kentucky legislator overrides governor's veto of sweeping abortion bill. The governor tried to stop it, people, but there wasn't enough. Kentucky GOP, of course it's a GOP. Kentucky GOP-controlled legislator on Wednesday overrode Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's veto of abortion bill that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. 15 weeks. It used to be 24 weeks, then they moved it to 15 weeks. You already see it coming. It restricts access to medication abortion and makes it more difficult for a minor to obtain an abortion in the state. Yeah, if you're a minor, you're 15, 16. Remember those girls? Remember those guys? I'm from California. I was 15, 16, moved to California. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how to surfing and safari with me. You know what I mean? You know those movies. Go to the beach. Everything happens on the beach. And let me tell you something. I lived on the beach. It is no fun. Let me tell you something. You get sand up your ass that lasts for weeks. And the women get sand up the coochie. They get sand up the ass. They're sand all over. They're sand in their hair. It's not romantic. It's not romantic at all. It is not romantic to make love on the beach. Well, you have to learn to put a towel down. Just a little, what do you call that? The stuff that they say in the movies, cupcake. You think they're on cupcakes? Call them something. Little tidbits. Where was I? Oh. The bill was filed with the Secretary of State's office on Thursday. And because of the emergency clause, it takes effect immediately. Immediately. You kids, you dirty, naughty little kids, stop it. Stop it. Because if she gets pregnant, that's it. So this is just took effect yesterday, meaning that there's no more abortion in Kentucky. Planned Parenthood, and you know, Kentucky had only two abortion clinics in the whole state. In the whole state. Just only two. And they closed down yesterday. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union and the ACLU of Kentucky swiftly filed challenges to the law, each arguing it violates the Constitution because it includes extensive new regulations on abortion, provided that are a de facto ban on abortion in the state. The House Bill 3 prohibits physicians from... this is a good thing. The House Bill 3, it prohibits a physician from performing, inducing, or attempting to perform or induce an abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Except in a medical emergency, it does not include exceptions for cases of rape and incest. Well, there you go. Rape and incest is on the plate. That's okay. Who would have thought, right? At one day, rape and incest would have been on the plate, and rape and incest are the most horrible thing that can happen to a lady. Rape and incest, she still have to carry the baby. And we had this argument. What did the baby do? I know what the dude do, but what did the baby do? Why does the baby have to be killed because of this asshole? Isn't the baby innocent? Doesn't they have a right to live? The baby is sitting going, Mommy, I only know you as Mommy. Carry me, help me, love me. And Mommy say, you are a product of a man who took me, who degraded me, who hurt me, who attempted to kill me, and who forcibly took and put his sperm inside my body and created you. And the little baby going, huh? What? I mean, that's my play. I mean, get your tickets. It didn't sell much, so I just said it for free. Poor little baby. What? And that's how it happens. That's how it goes. Mommy, love me. Mommy say, I don't love you. You're a demon sperm. What? I'm going to kill you. Me? What did I do? All I did was kick you in the night, and sometimes I kick you in the morning. I make you sick, but I didn't really hurt you, did I? And Mommy say, yeah, but every time I look at you, I think of your father. And the baby goes, do I have a father? Because all I know, I have a mommy, and Mommy wants to kill me. You're going to suck me out like a vacuum cleaner. What? And the little baby hears a vacuum cleaner going on. End scene. I'm a terrific actor. And you should get the tickets. What? Anyway, that's what happens with abortion. 602, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson.
Good morning, Brian.
Hello. Hello, children. Hello, my little kids. I miss you. Good morning. How's school? How is school?
Good.
Are you getting good grades?
Yes.
That's what I want to hear.
Today I'm so happy you're in school.
Are you?
Yeah. We don't have school today.
Wow. How come? Is it a... Oh, it's because you have Easter Sunday? Are they giving you a holiday?
Friday's good. Yeah. It's a holiday.
Oh, okay. Oh. So what are you going to do today?
Sit, eat, watch TV, and repeat.
Well, you know what? That's fun. That's fun. Just have a great day today, and you have the weekend, and you get to be with Daddy, and you get to have your friends around. I'll be thinking of you kids for the weekend. I'm going to have my grandkids over, too. So there's some good shows on TV that you're going to love. It's good to hear your voices.
After you do that, I mean, eat, watch TV, sleep, repeat.
Well, don't forget to read a book. Have Daddy take you to a library and get a good book. That's what my mother used to do when I stayed home from school. Do you guys like to read?
Yeah, I do. I like to read lots of books. Not the big, big ones, like those little...
Yes. Yeah. Have Daddy take you to the library. It's fun. Get to read a book, and maybe you take the book home, and then you can read it to Daddy and make Daddy go to sleep because you're reading to Daddy. Daddy will fall asleep, and then you can eat all the ice cream out of, you know, raid the refrigerator when he's sleeping. But you see, you can't...
I think you need a library card to take a book home.
Well, I think you're... Well, how old are you? I think if you're over five, I think you're old enough to get a library. Okay. Yeah, I think you're old enough to get a library card. I think you are. I remember my first library card. Oh, my God, I was so proud.
When we was with our mom, she gave us a library card, too.
Yeah, and sometimes they have sometimes they have fun stuff at the library. Sometimes they have movies going on there. They have activities. I think you're gonna enjoy it. Yeah.
I played in a puppet show before.
Did you really?
Yep.
Wow. See, you're like an actor.
One of the teachers, one of the boarding school teachers, gave me a Cat in the Hat a puppet.
Wow. Wow, that is cool. You could even put your hand in it?
Yeah. And then he gave Julia a Cat in the Hat hat.
Wow. Now, I like that. I like that. That is cool. I was in a puppet show once, but I think I was the puppet. Our library didn't have much money, so they used the kids as the puppet. We just moved our mouths. I know. It was a bad library. Very bad library. It is good to hear you guys. Well, hopefully Daddy, Mr. King, will take you and get you a good library book and you have some fun. I will talk to him. Hopefully he'll do it. You know how your dad is. He's his own man. Your dad can be very stubborn sometimes, but he knows what's good for you.
Matilda?
Hmm?
Like Matilda, she loves reading books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, let me see. Maybe I should read a book. What's your favorite book? Do you guys have a favorite book, all of you guys together? Like maybe...
I like if there's like a book that had like cartoon characters, I'll read it. If it's like an Arthur book too.
Oh,
because I have an Arthur book. I read one of the whole book. I read like all the chapters.
Oh, God.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever hear the Cat in the Hat, the story of the Cat in the Hat? Or how about, is it Cat in the Hat or which one? Is Green Eggs and Ham? I Am? How about that one?
Yeah.
We don't have the book.
But I heard of that book before.
We heard of the book, but we never have it. We only have, like,
really?
Graphic books. We only have graphic books.
Well, I like that. Well, here's Dr. Seuss, just for you guys, because it was really good. You know, when I was a kid, I thought Dr. Seuss was a real doctor. And then I found out he just wrote the book. That's how dumb I was. Well, you know? But here you go. Wait a minute. I think this is for you. Let me see if I get this. Look at this.
Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. I am Sam. Sam, I am.
I mean, he kind of sounds kind of retarded, though.
Yes, Sam, I am.
I don't know. I don't. That's Dr. Seuss. Yeah. I mean, he kind of sounds kind of slow, like one of the slow kids at school. I am Sam. Sam, I am. I do not like Sam, I am. Well, wait a minute. Let's see if he picks it up. Here we go.
I do not like that Sam, I am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like that Sam, I am.
There is a movie and we watch it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm listening.
There's a movie of that. And we watched
mm-hmm.
it. So funny.
Is it funny? Well, I want to do it. Yes. Oh, with Jim Carrey.
When he tastes the green eggs and ham, he's like, oh, wow, it's so good. He's like, I don't like it. And then when he tries it, he's like, oh, this is good.
That's right. And, you know, I have never read Green Eggs and Ham. I'm going to try to read it for you. I never read it out loud. I never read it. I saw a little bit of it on TV, but I'm going to read it. It's only 3 minutes. Here's how I read. Okay, Green Eggs and Ham by Brian Hammer Jackson. I am. Okay, I will try to read it so I know what's going on. Here it is. I am Sam. Uh-huh. Sam, I am. Yeah. That Sam, I am. That Sam, I am. I do not like that Sam, I am. Now I have bipolar. What's wrong with me? Why am I arguing with myself? I feel like I'm crazy. Anyway, continue reading the book. It's a crazy book. He's a crazy person. Okay, I'll read it again. Let's see. Oh. Do you like green eggs and ham? Who in the hell reads these green eggs and ham? It's like when your daddy cooks and say, hey, kids, we're going to have that. And you go, what the hell is daddy cooking? It looks like green eggs and ham. I don't know. Let's get out of here. Don't you ever think that? Do you like green eggs and ham?
Well, if you taste green eggs and ham, all you have to do is use food coloring, like green food coloring.
Wow.
And you just have the egg green.
You're right. I didn't even think about that. Like on St. Patrick's Day when they have green soda and green shakes and green stuff, they use food coloring. You're pretty smart.
Yeah. Even my friend Juliana, she had pancakes, and her mom, she said that her mom put a food coloring in the pancakes.
Oh, that is cool. I didn't even think about that.
It was blue.
What color was the... It was blue pancakes? That's funny. Wow. Well, it says here, I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like the green eggs and ham. What an ungrateful little kid. You know what I would do? Put them over my knee and spank them. I'm sorry. I came from a rough neighborhood. You eat your food. That's what I'm trained to do.
Do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Wow. Wow. This book is getting interesting. Would you like them here or there? Wow. All right. Here we go. It says, I'm trying to see it here. Wait a minute. I'm trying to see here. Nope, I can't read anymore because it's not letting me read. I do not like them here or there. But I'm gonna throw them on a roof so I can get them. I do not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. Wow, what a stubborn little kid! I will lock him in the room. He gets no dinner tonight. It's a naughty kid. Okay. Wow. Can you imagine talking bad to your, can you imagine your daddy making you something? You go, I don't like them eggs, daddy. I think we're going to go outside and I'm going to play with Patty. And then your daddy goes, you come here right now and eat your breakfast or else you're not going outside to play on your skateboard. And you say, I do not like that, daddy. I say, I'm going outside. Goodbye anyway. Can you imagine saying that to your dad? Your dad goes, you come here right now. No. Sam's a bad boy. Would you like them in the house? Would you like them with a mouse? Who wants to eat with a mouse? Have you ever seen a mouse? Who wants to eat with a mouse? This is not good. How about your dad says, would you like them in the fog? How about eating them with the dog? Why would you want to eat your breakfast with the dog? That's not good.
What? Can it happen that my dog would have one? And then I would have one. I love dogs.
Yes.
Dogs.
Right.
Especially poodles. Oh my,
exactly. Yeah, poodle. Well, I like poodles. You think you like poodles? Do you like poodles?
No.
I like dogs. Yes. I like dogs.
Really?
I do.
You know, it's one day, it was raining so hard, it was raining cats and dogs, and I stepped on a poodle. Nobody laughed at that kid. Don't even. Yeah, I know.
I think that's a metaphor.
Yeah, that is. You guys are way too smart for me. Here we go. I do not like them in the house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Wow. In my house, he's going to get a whooping. Okay. Sorry. Wow. I'm trying to read the, I'm trying to be good and read the book for the kids, for the chitlins. And, oh, here we go. Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them with a fox? Why would I eat them with a fox? Why? Why would I do that? Why?
No.
Why can't I eat it just in the kitchen? Why would I want to eat them on a box? Would you like to? Would you kids like to eat breakfast in a box? Or would you like to eat them with a fox? Would you kids like to do
in
that?
A box.
I don't think so. In a box? You would like to eat your breakfast in a box?
Would you rather?
What would you?
Box?
Yeah.
Buy a notebook at a very, very expensive store? Or would you rather make a notebook for yourself?
Huh. I would like to do the second part. I would like to do the second part.
If you would have did the first one,
the
first one, the notebooks at an expensive store, the notebooks cost $1,000.
Yeah, they
do. Itself, it costs $0.
Yeah, it does. They do. When I was a kid, they cost like 49 cents, and now they're really expensive for these notebooks, you know? And we have to just appreciate when our father buys us stuff like that because they love us, you know? We were so poor that we didn't have a notebook. My dad just gave us crayons, so we drew on the walls. And after we drew on the walls and they were all full, then he took us over to our friend's house so we could draw on their walls. And then he was able to buy it. Yeah, that's what we did. We couldn't afford a notebook. And we were poor kids.
Why didn't you just get some water and wash off the walls, then we draw again?
See, now you're smart. we were dumb kids. We didn't think that. So after we drew on their walls, we never played with them again because we figured, there's no use going to the house to play because there's no more room to write on their walls. We didn't think about washing their walls.
Because they were
dumb.
Why did your father get up? Why did you, your whole family, just get a job?
Why did we get a job? Well, we were too dumb to get a job. We were too dumb. There was no jobs for dumb. We were special kids. Because
are you joking?
No. See, because I wanted, when I went to my first job, you know what my first job was? I did the paper route. You probably don't even know that. It was, I used to ride a bicycle. My first job was a paper route. I rode a bicycle and I had papers and I threw papers on people's lawn. It was called a paper route. Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a paper boy. Yeah. And then the reason what happened is that I was doing my job. I was 12. I was delivering the newspaper, and then I threw the paper, and the guy was watering his lawn, and then I threw the paper when I was supposed to, and then he threw it back and hit me in the head, and I fell off my bike. And I got workman compensation. And then I had to wear a helmet the rest of the day. This is why I'm on Blog Talk Radio, because, you know, when he threw the paper, hit me in the head, kind of knocked some, you know, some brains loose.
Right.
I know, right? I know. You don't throw the paper at the paper boy. How mean is that? So you know what I did? When he went in the house, I went behind his car and I threw a rock at his house and then I left. See? I had to throw a rock at his house. I told him he was a bad man. And then they fired me because he called the paper and they said, well, your paper boy is throwing rocks at people's houses. And I said, oh, well, they had to fire me. Ever since then, ever since I was 12 years old, I started drinking in the bottle and I started living in a box and on the street. And everywhere you went, I'm drinking and I'm a drunk. I was at 13 years old. I was just laying on the ground and just drinking my whiskey.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Why? You know better. You should not have the kids talk. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good this morning. Feeling pretty good this morning. Didn't have to go in today, so I was happy because I'm like, okay, yeah, we can get on Brian's show this morning, and you know, I told them we can get on this morning, and so they kept asking me about it because, you know, I was telling them that I would get on, you know, but, you know, of course, they'd be at school and I'd be heading to work. So, yeah, they was happy to get on. Oh, yeah.
I love the kids. I hope they probably look confused every time they talk to me. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Well, give them a big hug to me. I love hearing their voices. I mean,
I definitely will.
I like it when he goes, why don't you just get a job? Like, okay. I'll try.
And, like, are you joking? Well, you're joking with us. You're joking with us.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. But, you know, but the library is a good idea, though. I mean, if you have one close by, it is a good idea. I used to love that.
Yeah.
And they have activities and shit. Well, whatever. Hey, are you in Kansas City
used to
or?
Be fun.
Yeah.
I'm still in Phoenix, but it's fun, but it's like with this COVID going on, I don't even know if it's open. You know. So.
You're right. You're right because I just heard it in the news that he went. Yeah.
Yeah. You say what again?
I just heard in the news that it rose 62%, 72% elsewhere. It's going out of control. We still don't have the mask mandate, but this is the dangerous time because even though it's on the rise, some people wearing masks, some people were dumb not wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You got to be careful because there's still people walking around the street right now with the COVID, and you got children. So.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't even think
I know we tried to. Yeah, we tried to go to one, but it was, of course, it was closed due to this nonsense going on. So, yeah.
Well, good to hear your voice, King. It's really good to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah, it's good to hear you. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank
you. Know, it's gotta definitely inspire the children, you know what I mean? A lot of people, they don't understand. Like, they'd be like, man, why his kids always on the radio? Why his kids this? Why he do his, you know, why is he, you know, have his kids doing this and doing that? And me personally, you know, I bring my kids on the show so others can be inspired. And so they can also understand that, okay, there's still young people in the world who are, you know, still doing this, still doing that. Because we forget that there's still young people on this earth. And we go out here and we act a fool. And we don't realize that they're watching us. You know what I mean? So, you know, kids these days, they get ignored a lot. You know, the parents, all they want to do is put an electronic in front of them and expect for them to be on that tablet all day and this and that. And, you know, I don't let my kids play with any electronics, you know, because that takes away that child's imagination to really have fun. And so, you know, my kids, they don't have any electronics, you know. The most that I let them do is, you know, they'll watch, like, YouTube videos, like, you know, kid stuff, or they'll be drawing or something, or playing a game, or, you know, a little game or something like that, you know. But other than that, you know, my kids, they use their imaginations to play and all that stuff. And that's the way it should be. But a lot of adults these days and parents, they raise their children up too fast by putting the electronic in front of them. Then next thing you know, they're talking to strangers, and then next, you know, they're getting kidnapped, all that crazy stuff. So, you know, my kids, they love to read, and, you know, I bring them on the show so people can realize that, you know, there are still children in this world we have to continue to think about and be a good example to, you know. So
yeah, I love to have the kids on, and it's to hear their voices or any kids' voices. It makes me smile. And the kids, and I like to talk to your kids because they know I'm joking half the time, and they're looking at me as a fool.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Brian's a fool. but to hear them laugh makes me laugh, and they know I love them. And by the way, you know, when Laverne was on the show maybe 2 days ago, she requested your song. Did you hear her? She requested your song. She requested her.
Oh, no, I didn't get a chance to hear that one.
Yeah, she requested
your
song.
Wait a minute. I think I got off the phone early to that. I think I had clocked in.
Right.
Was it? Yeah, I think we was on the phone Tuesday. I don't remember. I think we was on the
phone.
Yeah, I had got off. But, yeah, I appreciate that. What's going on, Laverne, if you hear me? Thank you for requesting the song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know, I got some new music I'm definitely working on, but it's definitely been taking time because I've been working and everything. So, you know, everybody that's waiting, I hate to keep y'all waiting too long, but, you know, I'm juggling things out. So, but I appreciate the request, and much love to you.
There you go. Your friend came in yesterday.
If you hear me, Laverne. Huh? Oh, go ahead. My bad. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I didn't hear you. No, you were talking.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, if you hear me, Laverne, you know, call in. I'll be on all day today until the show is over, and you know, I miss you, and I pray everything is going well with you. You know, and also to the listeners listening, I know y'all been missing me as well, and I'll be on all day today if y'all want to get on, and I would love for y'all to get on because I want to do a cash prize where I can. I want to do a cash prize of $25, maybe $30 or something, and I just want to give some money out to some people. You know what I mean? So, I definitely want to do that, and so I haven't decided what day I'm going to do it on, but I'm thinking about doing it either at the end of this month or early next month. So I definitely want to do a cash prize, and it'll be a game, and you would have to answer a couple of questions, see how well you know King Webb. And it'll be a cash prize, and then the other prize it'll be a women's soap. You know, I have some King Webb soaps, men and women's, and so that'll be one of the two. So the first prize, you know, whoever wins, you know, win the cash, they get that, and then the next person that wins, they'll get the soap. So. There you go.
Hey, and you're doing it on my show, and you're doing it on my show, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, King. No, thank you. Yeah, that's a real class act, and I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
I had your friend on yesterday. He got mad at me.
Who?
Pastor Juan CP3O. The reason I say that is because he got really upset. It was in the morning. You know, they don't understand, King.
Yeah.
It's when I come on, it's 7, and I try to make 7 in the morning. I mean, I didn't even have coffee yet. The show was on, and I didn't want to be late, so I went on. He came in. He brought in some two people from the winning team. I think he had a little sippy, might have been a little drunk. I don't know. I'm sitting here doing the best, and you know what I'm saying? You know, and then I mispronounced his name. I said Dr. Juan or whatever. I said it really fast, and I kind of laughed at it because I made the mistake. Sometimes when I make a mistake, I'll laugh at my own mistake.
Oh, yeah.
And he got
he
got really pissed off. That's bullshit. Mm. That's bullshit. You better say my name correctly. I go, all right.
Yeah.
Now, listen, it was a joke. You know, that's not funny. Look, I just woke up in the morning. Look, you know, I'm giving you airtime, and I pronounce the same right, but he wasn't having it. That's not, you know, I take that shit seriously. I go, loosen up, dude. You know what I mean? I mispronounced my own name in the morning. You're gonna give me this static so early? Because all the time you've been on the show and everything, and I mispronounce your name. Laugh it off, dude. I know it's your brandy name, and I know all hell, Dr. or Pastor Don CEO, Pastor Don Jr. CEO, all hell him, you know, but not on my show.
Yeah.
You're not Caesar on my show, dude.
Yeah.
You're not Caesar.
Yep.
And I don't want to, you know, King, I don't want to start anything, right? I come back.
Yeah.
And hear my friends have some fun, do a little stories. I don't need this static. So what I did was I didn't prolong it. I said, look. And I kicked his ass out the studio and went on with the show.
Yeah.
You know, you got to loosen up, dude. I mean, you're on the damn show. You got free airtime. I know what you're doing. I know these people. You're charging these people for whatever, and I'm one of the shows. Then he starts bragging. Well, I'm bringing people on your show.
Yeah.
I said, you know how I get. You know, it's like, don't think you're responsible for the great people who come on this show. I mean, I'm giving them airtime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wants to take credit.
Yeah.
He wants to take credit for shit that he did not do. You know what I'm? You know,
all I can say is that you know, you didn't do anything wrong. You know, I'm telling you, you did the right thing because for one, I paid over $300, maybe $400 altogether, and all I did was just get on radio shows that he was bringing me on to, you know. And out of all the radio shows, this here was the only one that stuck out to me because I felt like the love was genuine and it was organic.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, real, you know. So, I mean, but to make the long story short, the man's never really did shit for me. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, for one, when you offer a service, you should be able to offer a service that someone keeps, okay? Like, for an example...
Right.
Like for an example, if you pay for service at a gas station, that's your gas you're putting in your car, truck, whatever. You know, I paid for some services that was half-assed. I paid for an EPK that I never received. You know,
Right.
I specifically want an EPK that I can have for myself. And who gave me an EPK? Chef Charisse. Charisse gave me an EPK,
right.
And I still have it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I still have it. So the thing is that the man's never really did shit for me, honestly. Everything that I've done, I've had to do it. I've done it on my own, seriously,
right.
With my money, you know? So,
right.
You know, the thing is that when you do crappy business, when you give people bad service, it's like a corporation like Walmart, Kmart, Target, all these places. If you give bad service, you lose customers. I was a customer that he lost, you know.
True.
And I'm with a good team right now that is giving me what I need. So it's like. You can put these big names on your flyers and your statuses and all this other stuff, but will these people that have big names agree and say, yeah, this person helped me? Because I've yet been able to see anyone say, oh, this person helped me, this person. And so it's like, what kind of service are you giving? And so it's like, I'm not slandering the man. All I'm saying is that, you know, if you're going to do shitty service, you're going to get, you know, it's going to come back to you. And I got
right.
shitty service, and I've tried to come professionally and say, hey, look, can we work this out? And every time I've tried to come at him like that, it was, okay, well, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. Then you would text me, oh, give me $5, give me $25. Look, I'm not here to support your alcohol or drug habit. I'm here to support my career. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, you know, the thing is that, after having a mini stroke and all this other stuff he done dealt with, I would have thought he changed, but I already knew the man wasn't going to change, because once you're addicted to something, if you're not looking for help, if you're not looking for rehabilitation and all this other stuff, then you don't want it. So, you know, all he's doing is making himself look bad, honestly, you know. And so I don't fool with him. I don't fool with him, you know. I just don't.
I appreciate. I never charged him. I pay for. There's no secret. I pay for this airtime. I'm on the air right now. I paid for it.
Yeah.
I never charged anybody. Yeah. I never charged anybody to come on the air. He didn't pay me one dime to say, you're going to go on this show. Okay, Brian is going to talk to you. He's going to open up his mic. I didn't charge him for airtime. And there's a lot of people charging for airtime, which is fair, you know. He's not grateful. I guess what got to me, King, is that he's not grateful. You know,
he should not be
grateful. Exactly, you know. And to come up like this and say, you know, all hell, you know, it's like, you're not grateful, dude.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut out.
Yeah.
So when you start saying, so now your people are going to go on psychic shows or cooking shows or whatever shows to just shout your name, that is not good business. I even opened up the mic. I even talked to them. I gave them a chance to promote on my dime. I didn't get paid for this. It's that you ungrateful son of a kids are listening person. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're an ungrateful person.
And to be honest, the only person that has really helped me on this show is not only you, but it was also Chef Charisse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And see, the thing is that you two, y'all both helped me, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Right.
And so... So since he wants to stir the pot with shit in it, I'm going to put this out there and say this. I have a song that I'm finishing up, and it doesn't have any cussing at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk with, you know, when I'm ready to put it out, I'm going to talk to you, because the thing is that with you having this blog talk show, you can actually have a song being played for however long you want to, and so I'm thinking about paying you some money to play this song 24/7, and the thing is that he wants to stir the pot with shit. I'm about to show him how to stir it. So what I'm going to do is, as soon as I release this song, I'm going to ask you how much do you want, and I'm going to send it to you, and then this song is going to be constantly playing, and at the end of the day, someone's going to grab it, and they're going to play it, he's going to hear it, he's going to be like, damn, I hear this song everywhere, and he's going to be like, wow, you know?
You can't say
Blog Talk is full of shit when you're the person that's causing the shit to be full. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you know what? I'm gonna flip the script and I'm gonna show you how to really do business. You know what I mean? And so, but yeah, that's what I'm gonna end up doing. You know what I mean? Because it's like I paid for some crappy services, so now.
Right.
You charged me almost $400 to be on a radio show.
Wow.
And all I could have did was, you know what I mean? So, you know what?
Wow.
I'm about to take that same amount of money I gave him, and I'm about to give that same amount of money to you, Brian. And we're going to, when this song is done, you're going to be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you
and
what.
Then when he, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You give me that $400 and I'm gonna send it and I'm gonna put it right into the kids' college fund. I'm gonna give it right back to you and you do me a favor and you open up a savings account and you put it in for the kids. No, I'm serious. I'm very serious. You do that for me, and you got it. You got the deal. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a good guy.
Yeah.
Now remember,
yeah.
You're better than this.
Yeah.
You're better than this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You're better
than
this.
Oh yeah.
That's how
I clap back, though. You know what I mean? I clap back by using my brain, and it's like, okay, you wanna charge me to be on somebody's show? Okay, we gonna make it happen then. You know what I mean? But
right.
that's all I was gonna do. You know what I mean? Because it's like you can't say someone's show is crappy. You can't say this and say that when you're the person that's doing crappy business. You know what I mean? So how about I tell you better than I can tell you? You know? I mean, shit,
the,
come on now.
That's the way we
you
do
know?
It on the street, right? Yeah, that's the way
yeah.
we do it on the street,
yeah.
bro. Well, we started off with green eggs and ham, and the kids decided to turn me off.
Yeah.
They said, we're going to go play. We're going to go play. And, you know, I'm here right now. I guess we'll do the show. I'm here. It's Friday, everybody.
Yes.
I'm here with my main guest. Mr. King Webb is in the studio, everybody. Mr. King Webb's in the studio. He is part. He's not anything to do with the winning team, because I don't know if that team's going to win at all. But he is with the Morning Crew. Now, the Morning Crew gives him weight here. And I think we have the queen of the Morning Crew. Hold on one second. 912, you're live on the air.
Good morning.
The Ebony Queen Laverne, everybody. The Queen of the Morning Crew. Good morning, Laverne. And we have Kings here. Queen Laverne, good morning.
Good morning, Laverne.
Good morning, King.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm feeling good this morning. I'm sitting here drinking my coffee and talking to Brian and just, you know, enjoying the sun shining right now in Phoenix.
I'm hearing that.
You guys, it's just, you know, Laverne is getting ready for Easter, and I didn't think I was going to hear from her. I'm glad to hear from her, boys. I'm glad to really hear. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break, and when I say a break, it's a song, and when we come back, did she ruin your career, or did you make it happen being an asshole? You know, a lot of people are not held accountable for their actions and everything. We're going to talk about that. Johnny Depp, and we're going to talk about a lot of actors. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little song, and then when we come back, we'll talk about that. And if you'd like to talk to the Ebony Queen Laverne or the King, Mr. King Webb, you know the number. I don't have it up. I'm going to try to cover my ass. Call in and talk to them. All right, kids, we'll be right back with more with Brian Hammer Jackson. Hold on. That's, no, I'm going to play this one. Here we go. There we go. Heard
it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing you down. But I know all the neighborhood and talking to people when the story is good. And the tales go taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep sticking mine. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe. You say you're coming home, but you won't stay away. But I can feel it coming.
Oh, wait a minute.
If you need to make it running, then you need never look back.
Wait a minute, where am I? Wow. Okay, here I am.
You take it on the
road. You know, we should do a karaoke
show
every
Friday. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around.
We should do it. I'll put up 100 bucks.
I don't believe it. Not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run.
And I can just tell. There you go. I say straight here. Melissa. Hello, magnificent Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Karaoke Friday? What do you think?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You know,
right?
You'd be a great judge.
I would be. Sure, why not?
You'd be so conflicted. It's like, wow, God, wow. It would crack me up.
This is part of the show that always really sticks in my mind. And it says, choose your next words carefully, Unitas. Right?
Yes.
Because we own our words and our statements.
We do.
Right? We do.
And Then you hear them scream because we don't choose our words. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we do it anyway, right? And that's where the scream is.
Right. Yeah.
We lose control. We try to choose our words, but it, I don't know what it is, right? Well, what we're going to do is when we come back,
I thought we just left.
We did, but I have two people. I know it's Friday. No,
right?
I have two people. I have two people talking, and I can't. I can't go in and find out if they're done or not, and bring them out or they need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have to. I can only do that if I play a song. You know, there's a song that I really like. It's from Coldplay. I think. Do you remember the song that you like? You requested a lot. I don't know if it's from Coldplay.
I like Coldplay. I like Yellow.
Yeah. Do you
that's
like
Coldplay?
You like
Yellow. I like that.
I haven't heard that one. Have you?
That's a good one. You'll recognize it if you play it.
It's called Yellow.
You'll recognize it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would have to download that. How about I know which one. Disturb.
Play what you want.
How about Disturbed? You like Disturbed? I played it earlier this week, and I still like it. You don't like them?
No, I said I don't care. I don't care.
Oh, okay. We're just going to check in with some folks, but I got to find a song. Here we go. But you did have one. Disturbed. He did a Simon and Garfunkel song. You remember?
Oh, okay, yeah. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I'm come to talk to you. Yeah, we used to start off this karaoke stuff. Here we go.
Name that tune would be even better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
I love that song, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They still have it. It's still on.
Really?
They still have. Yeah. Huh. Channel, what's her name, does it? They added a little twist to it.
Yeah.
Sounds of Silence, right?
Silence.
There we go.
Sounds of Silence.
Yeah. It's like, oh, here it is. Oh, he's a little angry. Let me see. Nope. So how are you doing? Okay, I'm almost getting there.
Good.
Okay, here we go.
You better check on that situation.
I am. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Yeah, baby. I'm going to check on it. And we'll be... You know what? You do have a good voice. Yeah. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we're going to play that right now, and we'll be right back when we come back. Did she ruin your career, or did you just make an asshole of yourself? I mean, we tend to blame people about our own stuff, and we're never held accountable. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp. This is Friday, everybody. It's a loosey-goosey show. If you want to come in, let me see. Do I have the number up? No, I don't. I think I do. No, I don't.
It's 319-527-6099.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number,
319-527-6099.
It's what she
there
said.
It is.
Call us in and talk to the, you know, you got the original morning crew here. I mean, these are celebrities. You got Laverne, you got Melissa, you got King, you got me. We're the original people who started this mess. All right, we'll be right back with the subject and have some fun on Friday. Melissa's in the studio. Laverne's in the studio. King's in the studio. I'm in the studio. Come on in. And a song that I can listen, that I can relate to. Disturbed. The Sound of Silence. I can relate to it. And we'll be right back.
Get the DSM out.
I know, right? That's right. Here's my drink. Okay. And we'll be right back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you. sleep creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still
off off of the brain. This nigga still wants the fame off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. And you ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. That nigga's character, it's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over foot that don't belong to them. The fuck is wrong with them? They fucking up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all from the strip for their hands with them. Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here. Curse the head, no more talk. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, if you trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. You use a soft type nigga, fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft fight nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out. Sun in the sun out, I'ma get his gun out. Nigga run in his mouth, I'ma blow his gun out. Listen, your ass is about to
There you go. Okay, you know, Melissa, this happens all the time, you know. Here's Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
We were having this talk yesterday. Okay, here we go. You're an independent. You're an independent, Melissa,
yeah.
And I like to hear your theory. Yesterday, Kentucky was the first state to do. You cannot have an abortion there. That's it.
Oh,
there's no abortion. They're the first state. First date.
Yeah.
It says here, the House Bill 3 prohibits a physician from performing, inducing, or attempting to perform or induce an abortion.
Mm.
Except in emergency, but it does not take exceptions for cases of rape and incest. What is that about? Mm. What is that about?
Well,
I
we were talking about that kind of yesterday when they were saying
yeah.
the states were going to take over.
Right.
You know, I mean, what does this do federally? You know, does it just wipe out Roe v. Wade? Right? Is it just wiping out federal?
It's getting there. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's getting there. Voting, it's getting there. What did they just – there's a couple of things. There's a couple of bills going on. You know the Democrats are going to lose in midterms. We all know they are.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, they're opening the door for Trump again. Trump part two.
Oh, come on. Please, God, help me. No.
They are.
I've had enough.
He's already.
Had enough.
Part two.
And I'm not against having a Republican president. I'm not. I can't. That is just a horse that's being beaten and beaten and beaten.
I know. I couldn't take it.
It's just like, get over it.
I know.
He lost. Get over it.
I know, but he's coming back. But see, you know,
but
I have
you know
to
what
blame
they're
them.
Doing? I heard, what's his name, Sarge, say yesterday, and I do agree with this, the big reset, the grand reset.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting theory. It's like we're all being reset, what we believe, how we think.
Right.
You know, this guy... And a lot of people want things to go back the way they used to be. I hear people like
right.
that. And they can't. They can't. We're evolving
no.
in ways maybe that are really uncomfortable. But come
I
on.
I agree with you. I
now
agree
we
with
can't.
You.
Now we've gone from a state deciding that a woman can't have an abortion when it's federally been put through. So what do you do? I mean, it's just, I don't know.
We are resetting. You're absolutely, you know, this
did,
is what
did
happens.
Did you hear him say that yesterday?
Yeah.
He said I've read that and I've watched stuff about it. So I kind of believe it, you know, with sexuality, morality, right? Just all these different things.
Right.
It's a reset. And look at this.
Well,
you know what's interesting? Johnny Depp made a movie about Donald Trump. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the
movie. I wonder if he's paying in some way for this.
Do you think so?
politically motivated. Did you watch it? He played Donald Trump, right? Oh my God, I didn't know
he was on. Johnny Depp is praising Donald Trump? I didn't know that.
Seriously. No. He played him.
Oh, he played Depp.
You know
the
Art of the Deal kind of thing?
I didn't see the movie. I had no idea.
I want to say that, did Ron Howard produce it?
He might have. Mm-hmm. And I just want to let everybody know, this is Friday. Anything goes Friday. If you'd like to come in and talk to Melissa and me, that's fine. The number to come in is area code
319-527-6099.
There you go. Uh-huh. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. But what did you think about, so let's go back. Okay, you want to talk about Johnny? Here we go. So Johnny Depp, so he's on a stand right now.
Mm.
And all of a sudden he suffers a major blow because one of his witnesses is dismissed because he was listening to, some of the YouTube tapes and everything and all that kind of shit. Mm. So they kicked him out the jury or the trial.
Yeah.
And Death is suing her, claiming she ruined his career by insinuating that he physically abused her in 2018. The Washington Post did an op-ed in the Washington Post. Heard responded with a countersuit claiming the actor assaulted her on 10 occasions throughout their relationship. These are just fucked up people having fucked up relationships. Heard's lawyer then, but see, I'm going to tell you, Heard did it wrong. Hold on, don't get mad at me. Johnny Depp was supposed to be doing 3 or 4 projects, and they got rid of him. They kicked him off the set This is how it goes. Johnny Depp, man, this is what women do and what men do. This is what little boys and little girls playing with real money, right? Monopoly money in terms of real money because they're acting, both of them are acting bad. Let's see. Depp's drug uses have become a focal point. Before the witness was excused, she spoke about how she and her husband first met Depp in 2004. After working on his film, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, she said her husband started working exclusively with Depp from then on, first as an assistant and later as a writer and producer. Stephen Dutter still works for Depp. Deuter. Take it for what it was.
Duter.
He did a duty. Okay. Yeah, that's what happens when you work with duty. It said, duty said the first time she met Hurt, it was a woman. Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused here. Let me go back. She said her and her husband started working with, so she stayed on and worked with him and became his producer. She said the first time she met Hurt was while she and Depp filmed The Rum Diary, which I never saw. By the time she next saw Hurt a couple of years later during a premiere for the movie in London, Depp and Hurt were together. She recalled hanging out with her husband, Depp and Hurt, on another occasion after that premiere and feeling that Hurt was being standoffish with her. Duty said she was excited to spend time with her because she was Johnny's new girl. I wish I could be Johnny's girl. What's that?
Oh, God.
it was Jesse's girl, right?
Jesse's
girl. I want a girl like that. It's Jesse's girl. Well, anyway.
Rick Springsteen, right? Yeah.
Rick Springsteen who sung that?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Springfield? I don't know.
I think it was Springfield. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and Melissa. Hello, 111. 111.
Oh, God.
Oh, Brian.
Hello?
Hello, Brian.
Hello,
oh, God.
Mr. Solution. How are
you? How the freaking are you?
I'm freaking good, and how are
nothing,
you?
Nothing, right?
Exactly. This show's about nothing. It's a Seinfeld episode. It's about nothing.
You know, Brian, that just hit me at the spur of the moment, by the way.
I know. It was very creative. I was very proud of you.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, you're doing your radio voice. Yeah.
No, I'm feeling great, Brian. I'm going to fess up with you. My intention.
Oh, you're coming
is
out.
To get
the closet.
My intention, and I thought of this quite seriously.
I'm listening. I'm listening this Friday.
Absolute sick of you. No, I that's what I said. I said, you know what? Let me get my fill of Brian. I just want to, and I don't know how long it'll take. It probably won't take that long.
I doubt it'll take 3 hours. But
I just said, let me get sick of Brian.
Yeah,
but go ahead. Continue.
Well, it doesn't take much to get sick of me. You know, just give me a couple minutes, and you'll get to go.
There you go. I trust you.
Now, listen.
Sir.
We're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about Donald Trump coming back and running in 24.
Yeah, I saw some predictions of that. Yeah, well, he pretty much controls the GOP. Yes?
What? He pretty much controls the GOP, did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many other GOP
candidates. I'm over him. I'm over him.
Me too.
I'm over it.
I am too.
I don't like to get too, as they say, deep in the weeds on politics. I mean, I understand politics, but I'm not the type of person that just lives off of politics. I don't. However, I think that is probably... From a action accomplishment standpoint, he'll probably go down in history as one of the greatest American presidents ever. And it is better with him in that office. That's just my observation. And I try to look at the cold, hard, calculating facts. The guy is pretty good at what he does.
Biden is not. I agree with you. Biden is not.
Well, see, this
but
is
Trump,
thank you. This
please.
Is the problem, and there mm-hmm. is what's known as, and I haven't looked into this a whole lot, so you can probably pin me down if you try real hard. There is this Trump derangement syndrome.
Yes.
I'm not saying he has the best of personalities. In fact, he has a personality that is completely, damn, it's completely unpresidential. It's unorthodox, all of that. But in terms of performance, doing the job, I think you'll sort of search in vain for an American president that does better. Now, again, the Trump derangement syndrome kicks in quickly. And so people, who don't like him. See, I'm not prone to like him. Understand me. I'm my own worst critic. There's no doubt about that. But he passed the smell test. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he does. He was a good president. Now, they hated him. Oh, they hated him. They hated his afterglow, if you please. But when it comes to function, he was a performer. That's right. And I'm of the mindset that Putin would not have moved had that guy been in office. Now, I'm not saying he would have started a nuclear war. I don't think he would have. But everybody had respect for him because at one point, are you there? I mean, I'm getting all this.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Getting this
I'm
quiet,
listening.
Yeah. But I mean, these are just my observations. I don't care. I don't too much give a damn about politics, but I will say there's a comfort level with Trump holding that office, and they railroaded him out of office. The tech companies lying and skewing their data and their algorithms so that negative stuff wouldn't come up. And I think a lot of the American public was kind of hoodwinked. They didn't like him because of his antics. He would, you know, he acted more like a street person. He wasn't fake. Let's put it this way. What you saw apparently.
See,
was,
I found that to be the most fake part.
Yeah, me too.
Go ahead.
That he was street, you know, tough guy, mafioso acting,
right.
Kind of. I found that to be really fake.
Give me an example, if you don't mind.
We have
Laverne, I could kill
and we have
somebody
King
or...
on the air. So, but you guys continue talking. I just want to introduce that we have Laverne and King, and welcome to the show. Okay, you guys continue talking.
Didn't you say like I could shoot somebody, and I could be incorrect how I'm going to phrase it. If I shot somebody in Times Square, right? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wouldn't be held accountable. Yeah, I recall.
You're 70 that. Some odd years old. You aren't going to fight anybody. You're old. You're gross. And shut up.
Now, Melissa, I must say I'm a little bit taken aback. You tend to be, when compared to Brian, I think you're more logical, more reasonable than Brian. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that happened.
You
that happened. You know.
There. But. Yeah, I'm
a
little bit.
I saw a fake. A real
right, I'm surprised
fakeness.
At your position because, now, some of that obviously was hyperbole, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It was just like, why are you acting this way? In riling up these retards, they run around and they want to fight and hanging Trump flags up and acting a fool and. You know what I mean? Why are you winding these people up? They are the most disgusting underbelly in this country. Come on.
I think this is therapeutic,
Sarge.
No doubt about it. But,
it's,
you know, again.
111, you're live on the air. I'm sorry, Melissa.
Oh, God, I'm going to get torn up.
In,
I'm going to be torn up.
How you doing,
up.
Brian? How you doing, Mr. Solutions? How you doing, Melissa?
Welcome,
right,
Sarge.
Sarge. Really glad to
go
hear
get him,
you.
Melissa. Stand strong.
Yeah,
God.
I'm just listening to Melissa, but now she's right. Melissa, I don't disagree with anything you said. Aside to him, he's multifaceted. But I tell you what, he had a checklist, and everything he said he was going to do, he did. He checked off the list. Everybody was saying, well, not everybody, but a lot of people were saying, you know, this is amazing for a politician because politicians usually just lie. I'm
don't
not saying
anything.
He didn't lie any.
Yeah.
He lied less.
Look, by every objective measurement that it is possible to calibrate or analyze for a president that involves success, Donald Trump met and exceeded over almost any president that's ever been in office, certainly in the 21st and even the 20th century.
Is this Sarge or is this Pastor Don?
Yeah, that's Sarge.
Yeah, it's me.
No, that's Sarge.
That's what?
It's him on the push or on the phone.
Wait a minute. I can't.
That
I
is
can't,
not Pastor Don.
This is Sarge.
That's not.
Yes,
sir.
Good. Okay. I just want to know.
I'm just saying that by every objective possible metric, and particularly the place where the president has the most opportunity to sign because he has to do the least coordination with Congress. That is foreign policy. I have rarely seen a president as successful as this man. With terrorism, with shutting down ISIS, with getting the Solomon Accords instituted, with making NATO pony up its fair share, with getting tariff and trade with China, the part of the imbalance redress. He was a astonishingly successful, because that's where a president really has the opportunity to show what he's made of. Because after all, with domestic policy, a great deal of it has to do with how well or how not he gets along with Congress and everything else. But in the era of foreign policy, that's where he gets to show what he's made of. And Trump proved he had the right stuff there. Listen to what I just listed off. Look, forget his idiosyncrasies. Forget his personality quirks, the things about you that irritate him. When you look at things you can objectively measure, and including that which has to do with the well-being of the American people, he was an outstanding president. The only problem I can see with the guy is, yeah, personality, why he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Because you know what? We keep talking about this new era of the denigration of the male. Donald Trump was the ultimate alpha male, even arrogantly so. And that truly rubs a lot of people wrong in this feminized society we're living in.
I am not. See, I think that there's also toxic feminine people. You know, I want to put that correctly. Women that are toxic, they want to be so feminist that they're toxic. I agree. It's both ways, right? But this, his idea, it just riled up these people that were like crazy. Crazy.
Are you speaking with regard to January 6th?
Yeah, and the things around it, and it's just the way that it was.
I understand people keep saying that they say his remarks that day could have been inappropriate. I don't think they were at all, but I can understand why people would say it. But are you not in the least trouble and all the enormous amount of evidence to come out that there was extraordinary irregularities in this election that undoubtedly or could have at least possibly showed it without even an investigation? Which troubles you more?
Well, what troubles me more is that the guy is a failed business owner, a liar, a charlatan. He's uneducated. He doesn't even know what's going on. He doesn't know anything about the Constitution. He doesn't know how many bedrooms are in White House. He thinks Lincoln's bedroom was something that Lincoln is still there. He referred to him like he talked to him about a month ago. The guy's inept. He's uneducated. He lies his way through shit. I don't know why. You know, he didn't even the guy who wrote the book, his best-selling book, remember his book? And I fell for it. I bought the book. The author says this guy was like a child, that he couldn't stay still and kept running around the world.
The Art of the Deal?
The Art, yeah. And Donald Trump claimed he wrote it. He didn't write the book, and the author almost committed suicide. I mean, I understand that you like the GOP. This guy, I don't like to prop up a puppet and say that he's a prophet. Hey, I like that. You can't turn a puppet into a prophet. He was a puppet of the GOP. He was a loudmouth. He was charisma. He had a lot of charisma. He was an actor. That's what the GOP needed, because they were just vanilla at the time. They needed somebody like a P.T. Barnum circus barker, and Trump fit the central casting on that. I mean.
But Brian, I noticed that you launched an attack upon his personality, upon his intellect and everything else. But I'd like you to tell me where he failed the American people as far as making their lives better, making the country more secure, for instance, like securing the border. Where did he fail in regards of performance?
Okay. Well, first, forget him breaking the law and trying to bend the law and using our government as his cash cow.
Yeah, what was
forget
the most egregious
kind
of law that he broke? What was the most egregious example of his law break?
Well, when he called the president of Ukraine at the time and said that he's not going to send him any kind of military arsenal unless he plays ball with him. That's one egregious thing. He wasn't going to send him any kind of military help. Two, that when he chose Putin over our own CIA and our own intellectual service, when he chose Putin over that, and when he went on TV saying, well, Putin said if he didn't make these calls, then he didn't. I mean, I have to go with him. And he chose Russia over the American people. And number three, that little thing about January 6th, about sending his people to the White House and he was going to be with them, but yet he was just watching TV and let all these people overthrow our government and change the election. That little thing kind of got to me, too. But so what part are you want me to say? I'm kind of confused.
All right, can I rebut those things point by point?
Yes, go ahead. I'm just...
All right, let's start with this Zelensky call. Now, let's set the backdrop for everything that had to do with that call, including his impeachment, because it had to be the most disgusting episode in American political history as far as his impeachment was concerned, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
First of all, in 1994, the Clinton administration negotiated a treaty with the nation of Ukraine, which demands and requires, not demands, but requires that both nations mutually cooperate in matters of investigations, particularly criminal ones or matters involving national security. It is a reciprocal treaty. It was signed under Bill Clinton. He signed it into law. It was a treaty ratified by the Senate and agreed to by the Congress of the United States and became American law. It was incorporated by statute in American law. Among the other things that is required by this treaty for mutual cooperation between the countries is the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which would involve, among other things, American officials bribing or corruptly influencing the courses of foreign elections. Now, number two, President of the United States, through the Attorney General, William Barr, in April, before the telephone call, had William Barr come out in the White House lawn and announced that there was an investigation, into Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. It was publicly announced in a Rose Garden press conference. Now, well, you know, we have the famous incident of Joe Biden publicly bragging about using his office to fire a prosecutor who was going after his son. He said, son of a bitch, I got the prosecutor fired. He was bragging about it. That prosecutor was investigating his son. Now, ostensibly,
this is bad. Russians to the White House and started bragging that he fired Comey?
I'm going to go through the whole thing.
I'm not going to miss any basis.
Now, ostensibly, the reason Biden did it, now get this, notice what he cited, that prosecutor was corrupt and the world community knew how corrupt he was, and therefore he had to take action, which, by the way, Congress does authorize the executive branch to halt or limit funding to any foreign nation receiving economic aid from the United States if there is evidence of corruption. All right?
Right.
So Joe Biden ostensibly used this authorization in order to stop the payments to Ukraine. Remember, he stopped aid to Ukraine because he said they were corrupt. Now, Donald Trump was doing it for exactly the same rationale. Remember, Congress gave him the authority to do it. Any executive, it doesn't matter what Trump or anybody, if he believes there's corruption and he has the right to withhold the aid, has a stick in order to give him the carrot of the aid. So here you got Donald Trump asking for cooperation from the president of Ukraine with an investigation publicly announced by the Attorney General of the United States. Now, it turns out that the laptop that William Barr had in his possession at the time was absolute complete vindication and probable cause for the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, to launch an investigation into Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. That is indisputable now. Even if Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are absolutely innocent, the laptop is more than enough grand jury probable cause to start an investigation based on his executive authority as president. And that bastard William Barr sat on it. He had complete vindication during the impeachment, just on the laptop alone.
Did you read Barr's book?
When people say that, Joe, you're not supposed to investigate a political rival during an election, I'd like to know, since when does that confer diplomatic immunity upon you and you're violating the law? And don't the American people have the right to know if a candidate for president is apparently this corrupt?
Are you saying on air that Donald Trump is not corrupt? Are you saying that as a former police officer?
Yes, I'm saying he's not. He's certainly not corrupt for two impeachments, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know what the guy's done or has done.
Maybe the guy's an absolute utter criminal. Will you please show me the evidence? Because remember, I was a police officer 23 years, and I know how to analyze evidence.
I'm just Okay, I'm just
no,
asking
No, I know how to
questions.
Analyze evidence, Brian. I'm telling you. You show me some evidence he's guilty
question.
Of a crime or even corruption,
no, but,
and I'll
well,
say, okay.
No,
impeach him.
No, as a person, well, no, as a person, you know, Donald Trump is not going to come to fruition and try or anything. I'm just asking you as a person, you and I have a drink, and I said to you, in your hearts of hearts, do you think Donald Trump is corrupt?
Listen to me. Donald Trump was working in New York City as a real estate mogul. The most
right.
corrupt city in the nation
yes.
with regard to such matters has been that way since the early part of the 20th century and before.
Yes.
Tammany Hall and everything. I have no doubt he had to cut a lot of corners in order to get things done. And the corruption in New York City, you well know
quarters.
What he meant. So, yeah,
there's
with
no
Donald Trump involved with corruption, I have no idea. Negotiating,
okay.
was probably one of the
Come
things
on.
That disgusted
Sorry.
It so much to make him run for
you're,
the presidency.
You're a man
hey,
of honor.
Let me try.
No, one more thing. When you said And I'll yield the mic because I got a whole lot more to say, but I'm going to yield the mic because I've been talking for a while. But there's one more thing I want to say when you talked about him being an agent of Donald Trump. Now, for God's sake, man, have you not been paying attention to the Russia collusion hoax? For God's
oh.
sake, my man,
what
my
minute,
brother,
what do you mean
please,
the, collusion
the 51
hoax?
Intelligence
okay.
officers who signed a letter knowing that that was a hoax. Largely manufactured by the deep state, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Hillary Clinton, Michael Sussman, who's now under indictment. The fact that they had bugged his campaign headquarters, Admiral Mike Rogers of the NSA had to go walk down to Trump Towers and inform him personally, you are being bugged by the agencies, government agencies of the United States. That includes the NSA, the DIA, the CIA, and the FB, goddammit, I.
Okay.
So for this stuff, for you to repeat this calumny, and that's what it is, a calumny against Donald Trump, that he was an agent of Putin, is beyond belief given what we know now.
Yeah, okay. Brian, I'm going to say...
So does that mean, yes, he was corrupt? I just...
I'm going to say it this way. He has to be the least corrupt of any politician.
There's no
ever.
Such thing as least corrupt. Either you're corrupt or you're not corrupt. Are you corrupt? I'm saying politics. I'm not saying, see, here's
so
the thing.
So how do you explain Joe Biden without the same commensurate outrage?
I am not. I don't have the least.
You look at Hillary Clinton.
And then
Nancy
I'm
going to
bring something
Pelosi.
In because the ladies need to talk. But listen. I don't
they
have
see,
the problem that
Trump,
I have with
look,
you guys. The problem that I have with Trump fans is that
Brian,
I have no allegiance.
I know you're
listen,
bullshit.
No. Hold on, Mr. Solution. I gotta say this, and then I'll let you talk. Hold on. I have a problem with the allegiance to the man instead of the allegiance to the party. I don't have allegiance to a person. I don't have an allegiance to Obama or Biden. I judge
well,
them for
do.
What they do. No, I do not. I think Biden's a terrible speaker. No. I think it was 4 years ago he would have been great. I don't understand half the shit he says. I hold my breath just before he says something. I don't agree on his budget about transgender kids should be in a budget that we should put that they should get medical care or help them with their whatever their situation is. There's a lot of things I don't agree with. I think Biden is owned by the far left. And he has that agenda. I'm so proud that we have a black woman who's a Supreme Court justice, by the way. I am ecstatic. I'm happy with Biden because a lot of people got insurance. I got insurance because I was an independent person because of Biden. So there's a lot of things. Trump, it was put there as a puppet head. He doesn't know the Constitution. He knows nothing. He said one time, the first clue was when Trump said, we have nuclear weapons, why can't we use them? I'm just trying to say.
Now, I'm not a Trump lover, okay?
Right.
I'm not a Trump lover. You can't cast me as that. But what you're saying is.
I'm not casting. I'm just saying that's the situation I have when a lot of people pledge their allegiance to one man.
Hey, but what you're saying, I got to throw the bullshit flag. That's all bullshit. That man is superbly educated. He went to an academy, military academy.
He graduated from Wharton with honors.
I know, but he even admitted with a D. He had a D average, and he paid somebody to go to school. Let me say this.
Goddammit.
Now, you know,
they drew him up on
I'm going to put you on timeout. We're going to vote. Anybody wants to put Mr. Revolution on timeout, say aye.
Aye. Everything
aye.
At Trump
a lot
that
of people.
They had.
Aye.
Find him guilty of anything. So, I mean,
wait,
That's just bullshit.
You know, listen,
what you're saying, Brian.
Listen. We're going to argue.
Okay,
we're argue.
Brian.
Brian,
listen to me, Brian. I know you think that we're just acolytes of Donald Trump, but we don't have any minds of our own. But in the current potential matchup between Brian DeSantis and Donald Trump, I'm actually favoring DeSantis. I will support either man, but given my druthers. I think I'd prefer to see DeSantis take the helm rather than Trump.
Right.
It's not based on any dislike for Trump. It's
okay,
an evaluation of all of the factors involved.
Sure.
I am not a robot by any means for anyone.
And I am telling you,
I'm going to say this again. Donald Trump, by every metric you can objectively measure, was an enormous success for the American people and for his presidency.
Treatment, not vaccine, but treatment. But he's right about that, Brian, and I'm saying that as a non-Trump lover. I'm a non-Trump lover.
Man,
I'm just
you know
being
what I said when I first heard
I
Donald Trump was going to run?
But it just sounds
I thought
nasty.
It was so absurd that this charlatan showman was going to be running for the most important office in the presidency. I proclaim loud and proudly to one and all who would listen to me that Donald Trump wouldn't know anything about the goddamn Constitution. Fell out of Trump Tower and smacked him upside his big stupid head. That's what I said about him. I said this guy is the absolute last clown running for president. Who in the hell in their right mind would vote for him? Was I ever wrong? I say again. I believe he was one of the greatest presidents of the 20th and or 21st century. And I mean,
I am prepared to muster
every objective argument I can make in support of that contention by just looking at what he accomplished.
Okay.
Yeah, he was
180
degrees out of phase with what I thought he was.
Okay.
And look, that thing about, look, I had falsely attributed that Obama bullshit, the birth certificate, to Donald Trump, but that actually came from Hillary Clinton.
Okay, I have something for you, Mr. Solution, and this is for you, Sergeant, I love you. I'm just going to walk up to you guys and give you this. Listen.
Oh!
I'm just going to slap you.
Can't hear that.
Give you a Will Smith.
I couldn't make that out. What the hell was that? It sounded like it was
the bottom
of a barrel.
That was a slap. I just walked up and slapped both of you two.
Oh, that was Will Smith.
Yeah, slap you guys. Listen,
we're not going to sell.
Wait. We have a difference of opinion. We do.
Well, you don't have
an
opinion.
You know what's wrong?
That's just a. It's not even a good form. Look, what you espouse is not a well-formed opinion.
Now we're going to go with the personal attacks. Okay.
No,
you're in a good level here.
It's not a personal attack. It's an attack on your opinion.
Right, because your opinion,
my opinion is
personal. It's not in alignment with reality, Brian. And I would I would definitely assign a bit of that derangement syndrome to you. I mean, I would, because you have no basis for what you're saying. It's all superficial.
What are you saying, Mr. Solution, on basis of what I'm saying about what? I haven't said anything because you haven't allowed me to say nothing, because as soon as I say something, you cut me off. I don't know what you're talking about.
I hear you more when I call in than when I listen to you.
Yeah. Well, so what are you saying? So when you listen to me, you're talking at the radio by yourself?
I was right with you. I believe the same things about Donald Trump that you do now. I said, this is ridiculous. I mean, the Republican Party can't come up with anything better than this clown, but I'm telling you, he was the best thing to happen in this party since Teddy Roosevelt.
He fooled everybody. He fooled
He was literally an outsider, relatively speaking,
I think I burned down
in
the
terms
house
of politics.
Right in the fire.
Everybody
right
who said they had loved him, when they looked at his agenda and what he wanted to do, now all of a sudden the establishment Republicans hated him, the Democrats sure as hell hated him, the press hated him, and academia hated him, Hollywood hated him. I knew then he was on the right side.
Right, because he was so successful. But look here, Brian, go ahead with your – look, Brian loves to talk about relationships and all that jazz, but what were you talking about, Johnny Depp?
Well, actually, I was talking about – are anybody of you guys familiar with Title 42? Any of you guys
yeah, I am, definitely.
This is regarding – oh, there you go. This is regarding immigration.
Yes.
And President Biden wants to lift a rule. He wants to lift that Rule 42, and people are getting a little scared. And it's because people should know that they should vote. They probably don't even know what Title 42 is. And this is why Kentucky is the first state that put in, it's against the law to have an abortion because people are not voting. People don't understand what's going on. They're the first state that just put, as of yesterday, you cannot have an abortion in Kentucky. And now they're talking about Title 42. And for those who don't know what Title 42, this is in Arizona, and they're talking about immigration. What it does, it restricts immigration and allows quicker deportation. That's what 42 does.
And why is the basis for that? It's important that you tell us what the basis for that is, the underlying basis for the expedited deportation.
The borders are being
overrun. Explain what the rationale is. Why do you have expedited authority to get rid of aliens without hearings?
And that's basically it. I mean, normally...
No. You didn't say the reason. Because of a pandemic that we've been panicked into, browbeaten over, and absolutely tyrannized in the form of medical tyranny for over 2 years now. They said that this is the overriding prevailing factor in every single consideration in economy and public life. The COVID, the epidemic, the pandemic. And they told us over again that law-abiding, healthy Americans, for the first time in the history of quarantine, healthy individual and healthy populations were quarantined. Now we've got a tide of illegal aliens in the hundreds of thousands and millions coming across the border, usually under the most unsanitary and disease vector-bearing conditions imaginable. They don't even have to wear masks. They don't have to be checked for COVID. And now all of a sudden they come across the border because they're going to get rid of Title 42, the very thing that is meant to help contain the pandemic that they tell us we have to be so bloody concerned about. For God's sake, America, wake up and open your damn eyes. It was all a fraud.
And as Sarge just quietly whispered that message to people in his calm voice.
They need to wake up.
We're back at it, you guys. Well, okay, that's what Title 42 is, and I'm going to skip to the pandemic because Sarge brought that up, and it's going to affect everybody. And that's what Title 42 is that they're no longer going to detain illegal aliens, give them, wait for the trial and everything, and they're just going to put them back across that border. As soon as we get them, put them back across that border. And
they should. They should.
And Biden
premise that it was all fraudulent. If this is
seeking asylum, they should seek it in the first country that they enter, and that would be Mexico.
Trump, right. But Trump gave the narrative that we cannot have these illegal people, immigrants, come over the border because they're going to flood us with COVID. And they're not vaccinated, and they're coming to get you.
And other old world diseases.
And they're being transported under conditions that maximize the possibility of disease vectoring.
Right.
Good Lord.
So,
I mean, this is just patently, obviously, all a fraud, everything about it. And this is manifestly proof of it.
But it also, but Title 42 makes it harder for a person to seek asylum, too. It's almost puts it non-negotiable that if a person wants to come over and they're seeking asylum, 42
yes, and
makes
the
it
country
really
is
hard.
Not set up for the benefit of illegal aliens. Our
but,
immigration
but see,
policy is supposed to be made
America
for the benefit of
the
United
first.
States and its people, not for illegal aliens.
The people from Central America, the American border is not the first one they encounter. So the rules of asylum says that you're supposed to seek asylum in the first neutral or non-combative country that you come in contact with. Now, Trump had that under control because he put the boot on Mexico and forced them to tighten up their border restrictions.
Well, you're right, because that wall that he built and Mexico paid for it, I mean, it works wonderful.
Oh, no, it wasn't
just
a wall.
Wonderful.
It wasn't. Now, see, you're going
wonderful.
To be funny on this.
All right, I'm going to get that. I'm going to jump on that one, too.
Trump was very effective.
I mean, I'm amazed at all these tropes you've just picked up utterly and haven't even analyzed the veracity of.
I cried that wall
of,
and put my name on it.
Oh, that is going to be
a wall.
I guess we should
wall.
Beat him now, right?
Hold on a minute. There were multiple ways that he could have made
Mexico
pay for that.
By the way, Brian,
they
did pay for a wall, Brian. You know what that wall was?
They only,
the wall
no,
was in the form
but we paid
of the
for
money
that
the
federal
Mexican
for that wall.
Government had
he
to pay to deploy the troops across
could
the border to stop illegal
to Mexico
aliens coming from their country.
We give a certain amount of foreign aid, so there were multiple ways that Trump could have, quote-unquote, made Mexico pay for
yes.
it.
Exactly. Brian's ignoring that. I mean, the most obvious was the agreements that Donald Trump made with these Central American countries for them to, at their own expense, to deploy their troops on the border. That is a form of a wall to halt and restrict much of this illegal migration.
And Mexico did
money.
That. Mexico
and the Mexican government,
it
Guatemalan off the government, Honduran government, they were paying for the deployment of their troops.
Right. They brought
okay.
out the troops, and they curbed that illegal migration.
And
yet, because
and
Mexico
Brian,
was
Trump
allowing that, allowing
this.
Those people in Central America to come through Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, Biden has undone all of these measures. He's completely opened the border. That alone should get him impeached. He's failing to faithfully execute the laws of the United States with regard to border security. That is grounds for impeachment.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, it looks like we're going off the
line
there. I don't know. I've got an hour left, but I'm hearing
when you fail to execute the laws of the United States, particularly with such a pressing national security measure such as border security. For God's sake, we just paid $14 billion to Ukraine so they can help assure their border security and sovereignty.
And
he didn't get $4 billion from these damn Republicans and Democrats to finish the wall and get around all them stupid lawsuits.
While these things that we're talking about are more important, what's more germane is how inflation is going to kick Americans' butt. And I'm saying it like that. I want to be a little bit compassionate, but it's destroying American lives, the inflation that we're having here. And spending all that money, sending $14 billion to, what did you say, the Ukraine, Sarge? Or wherever.
Yeah, $14 billion Ukraine to help defend their national borders and their sovereignty. And we could, Donald Trump could get $4 billion from these Republicrats and these demon rats to secure the border.
And that drives up our costs. That depreciates the purchasing power of our currency.
Yeah, but what about the people
currency?
Who have legitimate claim that they want to come to America?
Brian,
right
I got to keep emphasizing this. The United States is not set up for the purpose of immigration, legal or otherwise. Our policy has to be first and foremost. Immigration policy must benefit the United States and its citizens. What you are saying is important.
Inflation
what you are saying is important, but it is a secondary consideration to the first.
Right. And how is inflation impacting you, Brian? Are you just forgetting all reality when you start to
No,
speak?
I live in a box. I live in a Walmart box on the corner of Fifth Street. I'm doing fine.
You know, that just might happen. Now, you're bullshitting now.
No, I'm not. I'm calling from the box.
That could be future.
Hey, you know, it could be the way the world is going out. You know, nothing stays the same. We're going to have inflation,
then we'll go into a recession.
We've been here before. It's not like it's the first time that we haven't been into
inflation is higher now than it's ever been in U.S. history.
They say that every year. Yes, it is, because the cost of living does not rise up to living wage. And so it will seem higher, and it will seem more intrusive, and will seem twice as
And bringing
bad.
More people
saving,
in.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics and others have compiled the numbers. It's not our imagination. It's not a matter of perception. It is a matter of mathematical numbers.
And bringing a lot of poor people in for any country is never a good idea, because they need to be cared for. This is one of those subjects.
That the way to cure inflation is to bring in more illegal aliens.
And poor people virtually never make up for the resources that they consume.
And a country has to look out for its best interest,
not the best interest of the illegal person.
I know you like these elite folks with these college degrees. Well, let me give you one of the most elite with a big college degree who won a Nobel Prize. His name is, he's a former Harvard, well, he is a Harvard economist and a former treasury secretary. His name is Larry Summers. He worked with
him. Yeah, I know.
Remember?
I know.
Larry Summers said that inflation is a direct cause of the Federal Reserve being behind the curve on interest rates and the Biden administration's increase in spending, including the $1.9 trillion COVID relief legislation. Now, that's a fancy, smarty-pants Harvard-educated economist who worked before Barack Obama. And any economist who knows anything about free market economics or even capitalism will tell you pretty much the same thing. But, of course, Joe Biden and these rats have discovered some new magical formula heretofore unknown in the system of economics.
Hey, I'm going to tell Melissa, I don't know, Melissa, are you there?
I think she fell asleep.
Okay, if she, I don't know, she may be on mute. But, Brian, why don't even
I'm trying to wake her up, that's why I'm yelling so loud.
Yeah, Brian, why don't you pull up the U.S. debt clock and peruse it?
No, because it's boring half my audience. I understand what you guys are saying, but I want to talk about something, and this is one of those subjects we're not going to agree on.
Wait a minute. It's
but we can go on
your
and
audience.
We can talk.
I think that's a fake claim. You
are
there, Brian.
What?
So wait a minute. The people are concerned about this every day. They literally feel it at the gas pump and when they go to buy meat at the grocery store, but they're not interested in the mechanisms of why this is happening. I don't think that's true.
I think they may not necessarily want to get a master's thesis in economics, but
I guarantee you they want to understand at least the basic mechanisms of why it's happening to them.
I think they're capable of absorbing it,
and I'd like to give them a little bit more credit than you're willing to give them.
And how they might get
some relief. Oh my God. All right, I now will turn over the show to Melissa, Laverne, and King. I'm a villain here. All right, you're right.
Well, you're all right, Brian.
What are we saying that's crazy and over the top and
what
not
I'm
to
saying,
be counted
all I'm saying is
worthy
that
of a January 6th insurrection panel?
No, I'm
I mean,
not
what are we saying?
I prefer to talk about inflation and taxation much
Friday,
more than
maybe. I'm just saying it's Friday.
Politics
maybe
per se.
Lighten the load a little bit, and I have some other stuff here, and I understand. But if you guys want to learn,
show, Brian. But I'm just saying, man. I mean, when people like me and Mr. Solutions hear these carelessly thrown away stock bullet point lines about, you know, inflation and immigration and Donald Trump and all this other stuff. It just kind of irritates us because we know the basic truth. We certainly are well acquainted with the facts, and the facts don't line up with these tropes.
Well, we can
He's
argue
right
with
on
the
that,
fact.
Brian. Do you disagree?
No, I do disagree. Because
yeah, but
there's no basis. See, you're
going
to bait me in. See, you're going to bait me in because you want to continue this conversation. I see what you're doing. I went to public school. I know you're like a verbal bully. You're a verbal bully. You're the kind of guy that would make fun of my clothes as I walk down the street. Look at him. And then you make fun of me because you're a verbal bully. That's what you are.
Well, wait a minute, Brian. I just want you to know I got a high school GED, man, and I went to City College for 4 months.
Did you really?
That's the extent of my formal education. Okay?
Wow.
So I ain't trying
to
sound like I look out of smarty pants.
Education needs to come from within. It comes from within the person. And to educate a person,
well,
you really draw out what's already in them.
Okay. Well, you know, Laverne.
So, I mean,
Melissa's
I'm not trying
here.
To make fun of you or nothing like that, Brian. Like I said, high school GED to go in the Army. That's why I went
You're
to
pretty
guys,
damn,
I
you know what?
Graduate.
That's
I
pretty
dropped
smart.
Out of school. I got a high school GED. Then when I came out of the service, I went to City College for 4 months. I got sick of being indoctrinated by this goddamn idiot, and I dropped out and swore I'd never go back again. And so that's it. So, hey, I'm just telling you, man, I ain't trying to pretend like I'm some kind of smart, but I look at what they say. I applied common sense. What education I did get in high school was pretty good because back then they actually tried to educate us rather than indoctrinate us. And the rest I was able to fill in for myself.
Okay.
So, I mean, I
I'm
understand,
just a poor
being, you know,
country
so,
boy.
So, look, I understand where you're coming from. You think people are trying to bully you. We're not trying to bully you. We're trying
oh,
to weaken people.
I'm sorry. There's
a great awakening coming to our country akin to the one in the 18th century or the 19th century.
But I'm tempted to break all my rules of decorum to I probably would bully him. He would be the first person I ever bullied, but I probably
can
would be tempted to bully him.
Can I get Melissa, Laverne, and King have not said a word in about 20 minutes. I have to say this announcement. I don't know what they did with our show. I put it as a three-hour show. They took us off live in 2 hours. We're still live on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple Phone, iTunes, and we're still live there. But I don't know what Blog Talk is doing, so but they can hear us in podcasts. Most of my audience
I can,
are
I'm
in
here.
Podcasts.
I'm just busy here. Busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
so most
too.
Of the audience in podcasts, because if anybody drops, that means that's it. The show is gone because we're technically in podcasts right now. So I just want to include everybody in. Melissa's here, Laverne's here, King's here. And I think they heard enough about politics. I know that you two love it, and I could talk to you about politics all the time. But I got to be
aware. Oh, don't put that shit on me. Hey, Melissa, is that your grandbaby?
Yeah, I've got two of them. Mm-hmm.
Hide them, Melissa.
How old are they? How old are they?
Mr. Solution will eat them. He will eat them.
17 months and 3.
Oh, bless you. Isn't that nice?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. It is. You know what I just tried, and they're delicious? They're yogurt puffs. These are really good.
Yeah.
They're really delicious. I'm telling you. Okay.
Good probiotics.
I'm telling you. The kids love yogurt. They love it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Come here. This tastes like black raspberries. There you go. That's really good. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that's the end. That's the end of the baby stuff. Come here.
You know, baby.
So you're busy
making...
all day. You have little politicians coming up there.
No, they're not politicians.
Oh,
my God, little politicians.
No.
Let me tell you what I mean. They write
mega
the law onesie, for her.
You will send a kid a mega onesie. Do not do that.
I know, right?
little mega onesies.
Hey, Melissa, they write the law for your day, don't they?
They
yeah,
sure do.
True.
They do. They do, especially
but,
3 years old is quite the age.
Yesterday.
And he can move about freely? Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And he can talk and yell at me and tell me I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the
time. I love it.
Yep. The baby doesn't
you,
do that
and,
stuff.
And Mr.
They
Solution,
have different personalities.
You too, and
mm-hmm.
you too could have a little one if you ever meet a girl.
Are we
well,
here?
Brian, I'm not
oh,
looking
no.
at it from that angle, but, you know, most Americans are single, and
well,
I happen to
you
have,
need to get, you need to get with it. You need to get in a relationship,
okay.
Mr. Solution, and you're still
but I'm working
enough.
On it.
Thinking,
it's not easy, Brian. I'm,
it's
this
not
is the
easy.
Thing, Brian.
Ask
you don't
Tarch.
Know very much about relationships because you've been in one for so long.
True.
You've been off the dating
Actually,
scene.
You're right.
You're a dating
right.
fossil. You don't know anything about
well,
dating.
I mean, we're not going to go that far. What do you mean I'm a fossil?
We can't go that
right.
far because if you've been off the dating
you
market
this,
for
you
damn
near
a whole
you
generation, almost 20 years. That's
yeah.
a short generation, Brian.
That's two generations.
Hey, Sarah, Brian, I got a little cultural thing that is a little bit of shift away from politics, but then again, it also involves
sure.
politics, and it involves Hollywood and Disney.
Oh, boy.
Guess
what,
that's
on
what
me.
They just
yeah, well,
that's
By
what,
the way, I hate
Disney,
Disney.
Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers Entertainment.
Oh, Warner Brothers, I don't know that.
Did.
I hate Disney, but let me hear Warner
well, no,
Brothers.
No, this is Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers Entertainment.
Okay.
They just came out with a movie called Fantastic Beasts, Dumbledore or something like that. Yeah, Dumbledore. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. All right, have you heard about this movie? It's a fantasy movie and all that.
Yes, I did. It's
but guess
like
what
a
they
prequel
did.
Of Harry Potter.
These,
but go ahead.
These pans of liberty and free speech and human rights and everything that's good and American about these bunch of new cultural Marxists in our midst. Guess what they just did for their China market? They excised from the movie references about homosexuality because they didn't want to offend them.
You have to be culturally sensitive, though. You have to. One has to know the market.
I understand that, man, but these people bleat about these things. They get
right.
up there
I
in our
it.
Faces and tell us the need to confront this at every opportunity unless it involves their bottom line. They're hypocrites and they're phonies of the first order.
Well, you know, look, I have said with, well, I don't even know if Brian, do you want to talk about this or not? You've made me
about
sensitive.
What? I know
that's
you're
what
sensitive.
I'm saying. Well,
and
he's talking
you
about.
Are, I
were,
think
were you
it's about time that you
send.
No, I'm not saying you're. You already made it completely clear that you are not a homosexual. And I respect
No,
that.
He was talking about marketing. Look, catch up with what's going on, Brian. Put down
I
that
can't.
Damn cigarette.
No, you killed my brain cells. I'm trying to revive the last cell I have left to get in this conversation. I'm
I mean, Hollywood has been calling your people on the right who've been opposing all this.
Help me.
You know, with the so-called Don't Say Gay Bill, they're intolerant bigots. You know, but China can dictate the content of their movies when they make simple
wow.
asides and references to homosexuality, which they tell us is an entirely normal aspect of human nature. But when it comes to the Chinese and their censorship, oh, Lord have mercy. Rather than withdrawing their product from their market, they simply acquiesce like the craven, unprincipled cowards that they are.
Well, you know, I kind of do agree, and Melissa's here, and I want to ask Laverne and King, because King has children. Laverne also has children. I mean, her kids are grown now, but pertaining to Melissa. But you did say something that's correct. I think the Oscars are over, and just bear with me. And when an entertainment industry actually steps in and starts being political, you're done. You're done. And when the Oscars 2 years ago, when Jada Smith and Will Smith were saying, we're going to boycott the Oscars because there's not a lot of black representation and blah, 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 and the Oscars are all white and everything, as soon as they started doing that bullshit, you put it in the political arena. You're done. Because then what they did was this year it was the black host, they had a black her and black this, Will Smith, Chris Rock was even, and then all of a sudden the slap that you let the black people in and there was a fight on the stage and the slap of her around the world and a black man gets booted out of the Oscars. It's like, what the hell? And, yeah, Will Smith
and even more so than
just
that, it leads to the kind of film cinematic grotesqueries that I just got through watching on Netflix with regard to a series called The Vikings Valhalla, in which they have inserted a woman of color as a Viking ruler that we know historically was male.
Oh, yeah.
And,
right,
and,
right,
and they
right,
go
exactly.
through great, they go through great, not only male, but Scandinavian and Caucasian, because I got pictures of him from the time, and that's what he looked
right.
like, pale-skinned Scandinavian. And you know, and we and they strive in other aspects of the movie for complete accuracy with costuming, with the sets, with the basic historical backdrop. And, yeah, I understand they always take liberties, taking liberties for purposes of narration, flow is completely different than completely remanufacturing a person from a male white man to a woman of color in the 11th century.
You're exactly right.
That slap wasn't
and
a
I'm
Hollywood stunt.
Right
Will Smith allowed himself to be manipulated.
You're right. But you know what? Wait a minute, guys. Stay with me.
Are you thoroughly convinced that it wasn't a Hollywood stunt?
I don't know, but stay with me. I just want to do one thing, okay? Don't nobody leave. I got to call it. Now, if you listen to earlier's show, I get a chance to talk to the beautiful kids of King's Kids. They were beautiful. They were schooling me. And then we heard Melissa's beautiful kids. Melissa, are you still there? Melissa? I don't know if she's still there or not.
He's
I'm
chasing
she
the 3-year-old.
Wait a minute. No, Melissa? Ah, she's not there. But is that Melissa? No. Well, anyway, I'm going to play a song for her kid. I'm hoping Melissa listens. Maybe she can't get to the phone, but I think she listens to the show. And when Oliver was a little kid, we used to play little songs for him, and he liked one of the songs. This is kind of an intermission. Give me 2 minutes, and I'm gonna, and it's Friday. So I'm going to play this song for Sean, and I'm going to play this song for Oliver. It's
the
just a two-minute intermission. Huh?
The shark song.
Oh, no, no. When they were younger, we did the shark song. We did the shark. Now they're older. This is the one of the biggest songs that everybody's singing right now, and we'll be right back. And here it is. Just listen. And this song is for Melissa's children. Our grandchildren, Sean and Oliver. This is it.
Coming for you. We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno. But it was her wedding day. We were getting ready and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. Go, does it look like rain?
What did you say?
What has he been doing though he dropped my train?
I will get the umbrella.
Falling in a hurricane.
What a joy you say, but anyway.
We don't talk about you.
No, 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 no.
We don't talk about you.
No.
Hey, good little dear, we're not stuttering or stumbling. I can always hear him sort of muttering and mumbling. Associate him with the sound of falling sand. It's a heavy lift with a kick so humbling. Always let up a lot in the family funding. Grappling with prophecy because he couldn't understand. Do you understand?
Some good friend rats on his back. When he calls your name, your face is black.
Just like he said
that all my hair would disappear.
There you go. Entertainment for the kiddies. That song is number one. Kids love it. There you go. All right, guys.
Isn't it charming? Very charming.
They love that song. If you ever, it's Encanto. It's on your Disney Plus channel. If you have children, little ones, it's a number one. It's a must-see for them. They'll love it. I recommend it.
Yeah, get them ready for the grooming to come later. Yes.
No baby shark, huh?
Did you hear it, Melissa? I tried to play that for you. I didn't know if you were listening.
Yeah. Hey, you like Baby Shark, don't you?
Oh, she likes Baby Shark. He's too young for Bruno. Oh, he's too young for Bruno. So is Baby Shark still?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Bruno is usually around six, seven, okay. Maybe. All right. What were we talking about? You were talking about Warner Brothers, Mr. Sarge. And I don't know. Hollywood got too political, and you're right. They're leaning too much more to the LGBTQ community. And it's getting too political, and they're getting too messagey. You know what I mean? You cannot have a good movie without some kind of, especially a cartoon. It has a lot of message in it. When I was a kid, cartoons had no message. It had an apple. You hit the coyote, done. It had no movie. You know, you go beep, beep, and you're running down the road, and coyote catches you. But nowadays, cartoons have no violence, but it does have a message, and it's a left-wing message. Do we not agree or no?
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, it's as self-evident as noses on faces.
Right. I kind of have to agree. And that takes us into... And now, Sarge, did you hear about Juicy Smollett? It's Friday.
Again?
Have you heard about?
Yeah, I heard about his song. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not gonna play it.
His exoneration by song. Oh man.
I know, Sarge. I mean, this guy.
I really believe he's convinced himself that he's not guilty. I really believe he has. I really believe you could give him a polygraph, he could probably pass it. I actually believe he is deluded. He's that narcissistic. He's that solipsistic. He's that self-absorbed. I believe he absolutely has convinced himself he didn't do such a thing, and it was Donald Trump's sick and MAGA followers on him. I believe he believes it. I do.
Oh, I do, too.
He's mentally ill. The degree yet to be determined.
That's true. But you know what? I think somebody else agrees with you on how you feel about the LGBTQ community. Here's somebody who agrees with you. Listen to this guy. Listen to this guy, Sarge. He agrees with you.
But I can't say the word faggot. But I can't say the word faggot. And she said, because, David, you are not gay. I said, well, Renee, I'm not a nigger either.
That's got to be Dave Chappelle, ain't it?
But you see, what I didn't realize at the time and what Kevin had to learn the hard way is we were breaking an unwritten and unspoken rule of show business. And if I say it, you'll know that I'm telling you the truth. The rule is that no matter what you do in your artistic expression, you are never, ever allowed to upset the alphabet people. You know who I mean. Those people that took 20% of the alphabet for themselves. I say the letters, but I don't want to conjure their anger. It's too late now. I'm talking about them L's and them B's and them G's and the T's. People be surprised. I have friends all kinds of letters. Everybody loves me, and I love everybody. I got friends who are L's, I got friends who are B's, and I got friends who are G's. But... the T's hate my fucking guts. And I don't blame them. It's not their fault. It's mine. I can't stop telling. telling jokes about these things. I don't want to write these jokes, but I just can't stop. You know, you hear all those letters together all the time, LBGT, LBGT, and you think it's just one big movement. It's not. All those letters are their own movement. They just travel in the same car together. And my guess is what is this? High school, this nigga probably got a babysitter or something. Go and answer your phone, nigga. Get that shit out of here. I'm in the middle of something important. Wouldn't it be funny if we made fun of him? He's like, ah, and he went outside like, hello? Mama's dead. Oh, no! Mama's dead. Ah! Weird time phone call, wasn't it? It's like his phone is gay. Like I was saying, my guess is the G's are driving that car. That makes sense to me, because there's white men in the G's, and these people are trying to get around discrimination and oppression. And you know how white dudes are. We know these ropes. In fact, we built these ropes. The rest of you buckle up. We'll get you to where you want to go. So the G's are just driving the car. Of course, next to the G's in the passenger seat is the L's. Everybody likes the L's, except for the G's. I don't know what that's about. I just know the G's don't like them that much. And the G's always say, like, little subliminal digs on them. It's unnecessary shit. It's not mean, but you know what I mean? They just be like, oh, he wouldn't wear that. The only thing that breaks the tension between the L's and the G's are the B's in the back seat.
There you go. There you go. He fills out the way they do. All right, it's Friday. Well, I think I lost my audience. Everybody. Whatever.
No, man, that's Dave Chappelle. You ain't going to lose your audience if you play Dave Chappelle. You know that. But look, man, let me give you a thought experiment. Okay, let me give you a thought experiment. I want you to answer this when you see the absolute pusillanimity. You pronounce that word for me. I never could pronounce it. A pusillanimity, whatever, of these studio execs. Now, the scenes they excised from this movie, Fantastic Beasts: The Secrets of Dumbledore, were statements that Dumbledore made about his same-sex attraction to a character named Grindelwald. Now, remember, J.K. Rowling wrote this stuff. That was in her original story. They canceled her because she said a trans woman ain't a woman. She's the one who put that in the first place. Now, here's a thought experiment. Would Warner Brothers have publicly admitted today to removing homosexual dialogue at the behest of Putin's Russia? Now, answer that honestly amongst yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are living in times that are warped. They're not just crazy. They're warped.
But isn't all times warped and crazy? We can go back to the 60s with Woodstock. I mean, that shit was not normal. I mean, tune on, turn off in the 60s and the 70s. That shit was not normal in the 60s. That shit was not normal in the 40s. But that shit was not normal with the speakeasies in the 40s either. I mean, look at the time in the 40s, man. That was some fucked up shit.
What about
shit
prohibition
in the
40s and the 30s?
Oh, my God.
Let us not remind us that it was the United States federal government that enabled modern-day organized crime, okay, with prohibition. For me, that is the big lesson. The United States enabled modern-day organized crime with prohibition. By the way, at the behest of feminist teetotalers.
What?
No, that literally was out. That was the primary impetus for getting the 18th Amendment.
The teetotalers, that is true.
Feminist teetotalers.
Feminist.
Huh? Yes. Well, I'm not going
to
ignore that. That's exactly what teetotalers. Now, others piled on once they got the ball rolling. Yes. Once they got the ball rolling, yeah, you had a bunch of others that piled on. But believe me, it was the feminist teetotalers that got the whole show started.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, but like I'm saying, when people say, well, this is going to hell and everything, but if you look at throughout history, it's always like one generation trying to top the last generation, you know, free love, and then, you know, in the 60s or the 70s, we're going to top that with heavy metal, and in the 80s, we're going to top that with mosh pits. I mean, it's just evolves, and you know,
we got to craziness is a condition of the is a normal condition of the human condition.
But
I'm not
it,
talking about
but
that.
Is it,
I'm talking about
but is it craziness
virtue
or just,
signaling
just,
and the utter hypocrisy. Virtue signaling as a substitute for moral, legitimate moral action. Just simple. I'm on the right side of an issue. I'm a good person because I'm on the right side of an issue that everybody I know tells me is the right side.
Too. I understand.
Can
but there
anybody
is,
hear
I,
me?
I hear that too, Melissa. Huh?
You What's hear the
Melissa?
Garbling? Okay, I'll just listen.
Just a
then.
Little on my phone too, on my phone. That's why it's hard for me to hear. But I'm just saying, like, you know, we got people like Solution walking the earth, you know, with the other undead, prophesizing.
Prophesizing. You got to admit,
that
Solution adds some spice.
Yeah.
Mhm.
But
I mean, I'm sorry,
Mr.
Solution. Whether you agree with him or not, man, his positions are well thought out. They're hardly positions someone that's brain dead. I mean, you can disagree with them, but I mean, my God. I mean, they're very well thought out, man. Hey, zombies.
Yeah.
You got zombies out there who literally just repeat. They chant. I mean, the zombies out there just chant mindlessly.
But you
I mean,
know,
we got
but,
more
yeah,
zombies,
but,
I think, than I've ever seen any time in history.
But you know what? You know what's wonderful about this?
They shuffle and they chant and they chant and they chant. And I mean,
it's literal.
I mean, it's like they drone themselves into mindlessness.
But you just hit the nail on the head. You know what's
speech
interesting
is hate,
about
speech
this?
Speech is hate. I mean, please.
You got certain people, but they're not the majority. But you know what's wonderful about this area that we're in is that the Defense Department just released a lot of UFO stuff that they had for a long period of time. And we're opening our minds to UFOs. We're opening our minds to spirit world travel, ghosts. We're opening our mind to God. And I'm not mocking it at all. I'm just saying we could talk about it now. And don't laugh, Sarge, because a lot of your people on your team with the QAnon, you know, your Marjorie Taylor Greene, come on now, reptile lizard people, I mean, that's Trump's people.
Ryan, how many times have I told you I am evidence and fact-driven? If you've got evidence, present it. I'm not knee-jerk against anything. Most of my positions are formed after evaluating the evidence that is available.
Sure, but isn't it nice that we could talk about it at least? Because before we could not talk about it. If somebody talked about aliens or somebody talked about whatever, they would not talk about it. They would keep it in the house because they're afraid that people will say that they're crazy. Now that our own military opened up these secret videos that they always had about UFO that they cannot explain, it gives us the conversation that there may
be you gotta
life
admit, though, Brian,
that
the evidence in the past for such things was scant.
Right.
Now, given the level of technology we have, there's an abundance of evidence indicating something's out there, as the saying goes.
Right. It's mommy and daddy. Boop, beep, 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 boop, beep, beep. Sorry, son. I'd like to say
But I'm saying, I mean, I ain't got no problem when you show me evidence that looks convincing. I mean, I'll change my mind. The problem is, in much of the discourse today, they tell you better change your mind. Well, where's your evidence? Well, I ain't got none, but it's got to be there. Sometimes that's true. But I'm not going to, I don't like the idea of proving negatives. Never have, never will.
I'm here to study you earthlings, and I report. That's why I have the show. Gotta bring you Earthlings to me.
I'll tell you one thing today. If these aliens are studying this culture today, they're gonna get a wildly distorted picture of what we are, because they're gonna think at least 70% of the population is transgender.
Oh, there are no aliens.
Or black.
So
you look at the commercials,
Sarge,
you're thinking of most
Brian,
of married couples
Brian
in the country are interracial, and most of the people in the country are black women.
Can you imagine that?
So if the aliens
are
studying, they better not look at popular culture
me.
If they want to get an accurate picture of what's actually here.
Hey, right. Brian is distinctly not evidence-driven. He's not evidence-driven. And there are no
aliens. You know, when
aliens,
I get back to my planet,
no
we're going
for
to
aliens.
You're just upset because we experimented on your body and we kicked you out the spaceship. You're just mad that we didn't give you a ride home. That
hold on. I used to want that to be true. I never will forget.
I know.
You know, when I was in college, I would try to study everything I could about aliens. But there's no now, if you take Jesus Christ, for example, Jesus Christ was an extraterrestrial. He said
okay,
he was.
Here we go.
I'm just giving you some legitimacy. I look for legitimacy. And so Jesus
well,
was,
and
a way, are,
wait a minute, you know what? You do make sense because Jesus Christ was a demigod. And
so
all.
See,
he
it just takes
demigod.
You time to catch. What? Jesus was a what?
A
demigod.
A demigod.
Jesus Christ being a demigod.
You don't think he was a demigod?
Oh,
demigod. I thought you said demagog. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm where I'm from in my in our planet.
He came from the synagogue.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. I'm learning your language. I'm putting the Google Translate from alien to English.
Well, let me just put it this way. He claimed to be outside of the Earth sphere. His origin was not Earth. And I think that's fantastic. And he has reformed the world. Lots of people believe in him, including myself. There's a historical record for that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, whenever evidence is scant, sometimes people are ahead of their time because, you know, either the authorities that be are successful in suppressing the evidence and or the ability to record the events is not either advanced enough or there's no opportunity to get it. But now there does seem to be, and there are phenomena. I'm still going to put it in the category of phenomenon that has not yet been fully explained because it has been measured by recording devices that are enlisted to do just that, record things.
Wait a minute.
No
what is, okay,
for
take
the
stealth
for the behavior
bomber.
Of some of these objects in the sky yet.
Yeah, but take the – now, I believe a lot of those are just unexplained phenomena, or I use the stealth bomber as an example. Now, the stealth bomber, it's unlike any other aircraft that we have, and this is particularly if you go back a number of years. And so when people saw that, the U.S. experimenting with it, which they are probably experimenting with other type craft, well, then people thought it was something alien. And it was alien to them, but it was purely, you know, human invention. So I do believe that there are things that are being experimented with by the U.S. and other countries. Remember, we spend more money on defense than probably anything else, including that is off budget. But I think a lot of that is just what we are experimenting, either the U.S. or other countries. And we just haven't, it hasn't been disclosed to us yet. But I don't believe there are any, what you call life forms, intelligent life forms, that are presenting themselves. There's no evidence for that. And I study cosmology, and I listen to all the latest information they have. They have these huge radio telescopes placed strategically around the world. And they get no intelligent communication, absolutely zero.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to go along with you and call them unexplained phenomena, but they do go back, like, to the Second World War with these heavy bomber crews in formation witnessing unexplained aerial phenomena with the gunners on the heavy bombers trying to engage them, and it was not explained simply by saying the Germans had come up with advanced jet fighter technology and rocket fighter technology, which they had, by the way, but that was something they could readily identify, even if it was fast as hell compared to the aircraft at the time. They were talking about other things that exhibit the same sort of characteristics that pilots and particularly aviators are witnessing today.
Okay, well, imagine the stealth bomber, Sergeant. I know you can do this. You're good at thought experiments. Imagine the stealth bomber. Now, it was designed to evade radar detection and others, and it could, or even the SR-71 Blackbird. Okay, that could actually outfly a missile. And so when you look at what we know that we have, now it's been disclosed, okay, that would have been considered unearthly. That would have been considered alien by someone seeing that.
Okay, and before, let me interrupt this for a minute because I'm looking at the time and you guys can't see it. We're going to be cut off soon. I have Sarge here, and I have Laverne, and I have Melissa, and I'm hoping I still have King, you know, everybody here. I hate to bring up something serious, but we got to. Did you guys see this, the latest shooting of the black man? The cop put a gun in right to his head and killed him, the latest shooting.
Yes, I witnessed it at length. Yeah, I looked at
Sarge,
the video at length.
What's your opinion on it, Sarge?
All right, let's just look at base. I'm going to just outline the basics of what happened, not being able to include everything that I saw in the video. Remember, you had a combination of his body-worn camera, which at one point blacked out, and then you had surveillance cameras from other buildings and houses around the incident. So you had a combination of the two you got to look at. The officer stopped the man because the license plate on the vehicle did not match. The registration did not match the vehicle to which it was attached. Within a minute of attempting to interrogate the driver, within a minute, he ran away from the officer. Now, that act of running is an act of resistance. Now, people say, well, he didn't try to fight the other, he just ran away. It is considered, under the law, resistance. You are resisting a legitimate inquiry by a law enforcement officer when he has witnessed a violation. He never got around to getting the guy's license. He never got around to getting any registration or nothing. He was making inquiries, and this guy decided to just take off. So that's when it all got started. So he had legitimate grounds to chase him and bring him into custody to find out why he's running. That literally has been vindicated by the Supreme Court. Okay, Terry versus Ohio is all there. All right, so
what about the part that he was?
He didn't have justification to chase him. People are going to say that. That's just not true. Okay, so anyway.
Well, I'm not even talking about the chase. What about the time that he has him and he's on the guy's back? And he has the gun to his head when he's on his back. I mean,
okay,
remember, he was on the guy's back. The guy was laid out.
You can hear him saying, let go of the taser.
Right.
Repeatedly saying, remember, he's got a CQ-7 type saber, XCQ-7. My understanding is it has 4 discharges. He hit him with 2 discharges from it. So if I'm not mistaken, that meant it still had 2 discharges left. If he is wrestling with a guy for control of the taser and he gets it away from him, he could potentially shoot him with his own taser and incapacitate him.
Okay.
Now, again, I'm not saying anything firmly one way or the other. This guy may have committed improper use of deadly force. So I'm not willing to concede that possibility. I'm just not going with this prejudge guilt like they always do until the facts come out. So he's wrestling with the guy's resisting arrest. He's got, apparently, from the tape and listening to the officer's voice, they're wrestling for control of the taser. At one point, he decided to either go for his firearm. You can see him reaching for his firearm. Now, something in his perception made him reach for his firearm. Remember, he's in a struggle. Let go of my taser. So now he's going for his firearm. I believe it is possible. And, again, I'm not saying anything definitively yet. It is possible he pulled the firearm in an attempt to threaten him into ceasing his resistance.
Okay,
Scott,
I'm just going to play it.
Put the gun
in
his head. Maybe the gun discharged during the struggle because he's still struggling. I don't know. I got an open mind. Remember, I'm always evidence-driven.
Okay, no, that's fair. Well, here's the tape if you haven't heard it. I don't know how the audio is going to play, but here's how it folded.
...has led to protests and calls for accountability. 26-year-old Patrick Leoya was killed after a traffic stop escalated in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And CBS's Adriana Diaz is there.
Say his name!
In Grand Rapids, there is frustration and anger over how a routine traffic stop escalated into a deadly police shooting, claiming the life of 26-year-old Patrick Leoya. Today, attorney Ben Crump, flanked by Leoya's parents and a Congolese interpreter, called for accountability.
As his mother and father said, they believe their son was executed.
On Wednesday, police released several videos showing the entire confrontation. The officer first approaching the car.
No. Stop. Put your hands up.
Stop. Leoya resists and runs. For 2 minutes, there's a struggle. The officer fires his taser twice, but misses. The officer's body camera goes off. It's unclear why. But other videos show that while on top of Leoya, the officer takes out his gun and fires one shot to the head. The Leoya family fled from the Democratic Republic of Congo for a safer life here.
The one who's supposed to be protecting Patrick's life is the one who has killed Patrick and take Patrick's life away.
Grand Rapids police say they will not identify the officer unless he's named as a suspect. City leaders are calling for calm until the Michigan State Police finish their investigation.
We'll seek transparency. We will seek truth. Justice requires that this matter be handled fairly and efficiently.
The officer, who is a seven-year police veteran, is on paid leave during the investigation. And Michigan officers can use deadly force if they fear death or bodily injury. Major, the police chief here, says they released all the videos to be transparent with the public.
Adriana Diaz, we thank you.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Well, again, as someone who has gone hand-to-hand with suspects resisting arrest, innumerable times, I've lost count. I don't know how many. These things are dynamic, and they can literally change from microsecond to microsecond, the levels of threat that you perceive. And I'm not going to second-guess this officer until I got more information.
Oh, no, I understand.
I'm telling you, been there, done that. I've had people attempt to disarm me. I've had people keep coming at me when I've got a 9mm semi-automatic pistol dead on their chest, and they keep walking toward me when I'm telling them to stop.
Right.
So believe me, I've been there, done that. I know how it can be. I'm not going to condemn this officer till I got more information. And by the way, if the information indicates that he either panicked or exceeded his authority to use deadly force, then I'll be the first to say he needs to pay for the consequences. But I got to see it first.
I understand. And we're going to quickly switch to something else because I only got 2 minutes left before Blog Talk kicks us out. There's a big conspiracy theory about Jada Pinkett now. I don't know if you guys heard it. The theory is Jada Pinkett Smith doesn't have alopecia. Alopecia. She doesn't have it. There's a theory here. And surgeons suggest she's hiding a plastic surgery scar. That's what it is that she's hiding some kind of surgery scar that she doesn't really have it. And it went to TikTok.
How can you hide a surgery scar when you cut all the hair off that would hide the surgery scar?
I don't know.
I don't understand the logic behind that.
I don't understand it either.
I would think you'd keep the hair to hide the scar.
I would.
Hey, Brian, I got to agree. What you said made no damn sense.
What? I know. It made no sense. I just read it. After I read it,
it
made no sense.
Doesn't it kind of expose your scalp?
Right. Well, here it is. The theory is circulating that after the release of a TikTok video, which includes footage from a video made by her hair restoration surgeon named Dr. Gary Liveau, in which he discussed Pickett's alopecia. It says he discusses it, the scar, and he says one of the videos addresses the scar that's on top of her head that she has pointed out on social media numerous of times, and they're saying that it's, oh boy, I don't even want to read this. I think it's a bit too.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I know this is a TikTok thing. The way the footage has been edited makes it appear as that if the doctor is questioning whether Pickett has alopecia, which he is not, I know he is simply noting that her scar is likely a result of her condition. Whatever. You know what? It just made me stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I understand that when they do certain facelift procedures, they make an incision in the scalp and they pull the face up kind of around the face.
I have a question. Is there any reason, and I'm not drawing any conclusions, although I have some, but is there any reason why this guy chose, he's 26 years old, is there any reason given why he chose to run or resist arrest?
I don't believe he knew the language. I'll be honest with you.
It always comes out of a resisting arrest scenario. Have we not noticed this?
But if you saw the
it's
video.
Always
it's
involving
like
a resisting arrest scenario.
But if you saw the video, you looked at I don't think he understood English because he looked at him surprised, and then even the officer saying, do you understand English? And his parents had an interpreter. I don't think this guy
understands police. I mean, he lives in Congo. They ain't exactly the nicest and most cordial people in the world. Congolese police carry whips.
Aren't there other people in the vehicle that were speaking?
No. He was by himself. He was by himself, and
he was by himself. Okay.
Yeah, Sarge was right. The license plate did not match the car, I believe, and that's why he was stopped. And that goes to tell me that they were doing something. Bear with me. If he didn't understand English, somebody sold these people this car that they didn't have no. I mean, anybody would know. I don't know.
People change plates on cars. They frequently are involved in drive-by shootings and stuff like that, too.
Well, I'm thinking somebody in the neighborhood had a stolen car and sold this to these people.
It is a traffic offense in and of itself, but oftentimes the people who change license plates are involved in other criminal activities.
I agree with you. I do agree with you. I agree with you, but that's what makes me believe that these people did not know what they were doing, because I don't think he's involved in any criminal activity. I don't think he believed that the car was stolen and somebody switched a plate. I think they used that car in some random crap, put a plate on it, and sold the car to this guy or gave it to him. I actually believe that because he didn't.
Now, is there any evidence for that, or is this just something you pull out of a whole cloth?
Just that he. If you saw the video,
supposed to know until he investigates?
No, he's not supposed to. I just think that he got scared. He ran. I think he didn't know English. He's from the Congo. I don't think that he got scared. But the problem
I'm not saying
is,
the officer didn't commit some violation. Maybe he did. But, you know, two things can occur at the same time. Now, his running triggered the officer to act the way the officer did. And so I'm just wondering, what the hell was he thinking to try and escape? That makes no sense.
Well, I'm thinking two things. No, I think that's the second thing that triggered. That just confirmed the first thing. I think when he stopped him.
Criminals never ceased to amaze me when I was a police officer. They do things on impulse to a degree unheard of in the rest of the population.
Now, you are assuming, and you may be right, that he was a criminal.
I'm assuming that why he stopped him, there was criminal activity. The plate did not match the car. So the cop's going to already imagine there's some criminal activity going on, going to question the guy. And then when he ran, it just confirmed that maybe he was involved in some kind of criminal activity. That's all I can assume. Okay, so...
In other words, he probably was engaged in some sort of criminal activity.
The law considers that to be an act of resistance.
Okay.
Yeah, from your point of view, Brian, you're saying, given everything you just said, you're saying the guy probably was engaged in some criminal activity.
No, I'm saying he wasn't. I'm saying that he is probably a victim of some asshole, probably sold him the car. And he's driving along the street. I don't even know if he had a proper driver's license. They didn't even get that far. But if you looked at the video, he did not understand what the cops were saying. I mean, the look on his face was shock. I looked at this guy's face, and then the parents had an interpreter. So I don't know if this guy knew English. They got out of the Congo, for God's sake. So I don't know how long they were here.
Legally? Do you know that?
I think they were here illegally. If you really want to know my gut feeling, I don't know. But my gut feeling when I saw this, of course they're here illegally. Apparently, if you're here legally, you would have to know some basis of English, I would believe, because you would have to fill out paperwork and all that, and you're here for 2 or 3 years.
But
you've got to
remember, Brian, there's a war in the Congo that since 1996 has killed 5 million people. That's in the Congo since 1996. It is a legitimate war zone. People who come here can legitimately apply for asylum as a result of this hideous war that is often unremarked upon going on in the very heart of Africa. 5 million people.
You're saying he was not necessarily here illegally.
True.
So I don't know if he's here illegal. I'm not saying he was. But the fact
that he ran
lends weight to the possibility that he may have been here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or I really don't believe that he knew that that license plate did not belong in that car. If you looked at him and come upon him, he was in shock. And the cops even said, do you understand English? And he goes, yes, and that was good enough. But I really don't believe he understood what the cop was saying. And the cop,
like
and
I
understand.
How the police don't know anything until he investigates? He's got to investigate.
You know what?
This guy took off within a minute. Within a minute, he's running.
I agree. But I don't know. But if
let me ask you this, Sarge. How did the cop, 26, and he took off. How did the cop apprehend him? The cop outran him?
Oh,
the cop caught him from behind. He was running, and the cop caught up to him, and he tackled him. That's when it started. And the suspect was dragging a police officer across a couple of yards in the same direction that he originally fled from.
I didn't see that, Sarge. I saw that the cop.
I did. I watched it pretty extensively.
Okay, no, I'm not saying you're wrong. I didn't see that, but you're probably right. And I think the cop felt that at that point that he was getting off guard and that the guy was getting the upper hand, and he did, you know what I mean? I can understand that. He was on the guy's back, and they were tussling a little bit, and I think the cop really felt that he was losing at this point and that he pulled out his gun. I can understand that. Hey, listen, we got 52 seconds left, and they're going to cut us off automatically. I have no control over this. I want to thank Sarge. Sarge, it's always a pleasure having you come in. Thank you so much for coming in the show. I want to thank Mr. Solution, my buddy for 10 years. Thank you so much, Mr. Solution, for coming in. Mr. King Webb, the King of Kings. King, thank you so much, my brother, for coming in and a pleasure talking to the children. The lovely Melissa, the beautiful Melissa, and the queen of all, Miss Laverne. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming in and making the Fridays great. And I don't think I miss anybody. We got about 10 seconds left. Let's see, Monday I will not be on, but I should be on Tuesday, and you guys make me want to come in and do the show. Thank you so much for everything. Okay, guys? Please be safe. Happy Easter, everyone. Please be safe.
All right, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you guys.
All you guys enjoy it. I hope the Lord showers blessings down upon you. Take care.
Thank you.